you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Yeah.
Paris has been liberated.
It's not right.
Wow.
Paris has been liberated.
It's not fair.
No. Here's the pushy lady on Fox said, if you're an illegal immigrant or Paris Hilton, it's a good day for you.
Wow.
I think that's what she said.
It is a great day in America. If you're...
God, she's screaming. It is a great day.
It is a great day in America. If...
No, it's Edie... Falco.
My handsome man.
It is Edie. That's all I know.
Yeah, Edie.
It is a great day in America if your name is Paris Hilton or you are an illegal alien. And today, we'll tell you why. Good morning. You heard it right. From the big house to house arrest.
Wow.
Paris Hilton out of the slammer after just a little more than 3 days behind bars.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
She yells like Rachel Ray.
She's screaming.
It's not that important.
Honey.
But I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Right. Rachel Ray does it in kind of a friendly way.
Better,
yeah. Who wants to wake up to this?
Right? I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
Sure it does.
Thank you, Senator Thompson.
All right, Fred. And now, let's hear some Best of Belcher.
Very good.
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, but
I like both shows. I think the four of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. Now
it's
believers.
Called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. Right. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. Anyway,
yeah.
I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. I don't know what her problem is, but what could I say to her?
Are you born again?
Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your team?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
I'm praying for you.
I love you.
It was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
His family was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's
boy,
okay.
Who's that guy? And he came in at the end there.
I have a feeling he was saying something crazy.
One more. Let's go Christian.
Do you want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life. Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentleperson.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike show.
Well, that's a great question. Bless you.
Yes, a great question.
I think the reality is,
sure
I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, have you using language like that on the air. And while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things
Amen.
That he needs to deal with.
Amen.
Okay, there we
Amen, Belcher. I am God. The Don and Mike Show.
I am God.
Hello!
If it's human ways, save some for me.
You're making me sick.
You know...
that guy.
Catch us up. What's been going on?
Nothing. I just wrapped the show.
How was the show? This was the fifth one?
Yes.
And this is you and Paris take people to camp, or you go to camp? Is that what it is?
We go to camp, and then different campers come.
Well, what kind of a camp is it?
Well, it's a different camp every week, which was exciting for us. But, for example, we did a fitness camp. So, yeah, so some people came.
That's very silly.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Very silly indeed.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Oh, no.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
So good. What about the vagina?
Everybody can suck it.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Gay. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is everybody happy?
Yes, sir!
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Dongo.
Where's Big Ed
now?
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
I don't know. Chill out, Dave.
Don and Mike show. And hi there, little brains.
Your little brains just like you. And it's
sure happy it's Thursday. Check out those letters. It spells a dirty word. Sure happy it's Thursday.
Put our brains together, we get a whole one.
Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
Who does that song?
The Rivieras.
The Rivieras. Bueno. Why are you Hello. Looking concerned, Rob?
It's an error message.
Don, Mike.
On the computer. We have an error, Mike.
Error.
Hello, what's up? Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yes, and Mike. We're both
and
here.
Mike. Sorry,
hey. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys ever mentioned the lady... during the debate, you know, there's Wolf Blitzer and the lady in the audience, you know, from the local ABC's affiliate or whatever. Every once in a while, when she was asking questions from the people in the audience, she would be standing on the wrong side of the person, like the wrong camera side. So she kept on saying, let me reach around for a second.
Wow. Was that the first call?
Yep.
Let's not.
That was the first call on a day that Paris Hilton got let out of jail early.
The great injustice. Let's not.
Like anyone, you know, we don't care about Paris. I've given up on her a long time ago.
Forget Paris.
Forget Paris.
The crickets are now reaching around.
Please.
They're a long way.
As Billy Ocean said, get out of my dreams. Get out of my car.
So nice to get a call from a media analyst.
All right, maybe it was get out of my dreams, get into my car.
There you go.
Get out of my dreams. That was it, get into my car. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Do you want to say hey to Don and Mike?
Well, go ahead. You got us right here.
It's both of us.
Hey, hey.
Ho, ho.
Homophobia's got to go.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Ho. Homophobia's got to go.
Hey, hey.
Got to go, huh? Where's it going?
Gay.
And in the great tradition of this broadcast, that would be two in a row.
It's going to your butt.
Is this the third call? Or is this still the second call?
This call is pure number two, Mike.
It's just number two.
It will go to number three.
Sir, is there anything we can do for you? You on the telephone, other than just say hey.
No, man.
No.
Let's
not capable.
Let's see if we get struck out in our first time at the bat.
He froze up. Here comes the third pitch.
Don and Mike show. Let's see if it's inside Heath. Chin music, if you will, Mike.
High cheese, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Or will it be a passed ball? Will we get hit by the pitch?
A passed ball.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Will it be a balk?
Hot as a passed ball.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing today?
Strike three. You're out, Don and Mike.
How are you, sir?
What's up?
Hey, I'm calling from Wichita. Remember a couple weeks ago, you had a guy call in from Wichita, and he was drunk.
Uh-huh.
He, Do you remember this guy?
Remember that? Oh, we get so many drunks that call this show.
Sure. What about that particular guy?
Hey, I was listening to the show. I didn't know your guys' phone number at the time.
Oh, strike three.
Your guys' is.
Now, that Mike, that we had already been out on strikes as soon as we answered the call.
That's true. We're going to the bottom half of the inning now. And oh, we're in the very first frame.
If we were really doing this baseball style, would that simply be the first? Wouldn't that be?
We'd be going out to the field.
You've
now.
Struck out three players so far.
No, we struck out, so we have to go play the field.
Oh, no, but isn't that only that's only one out, right?
Oh. That's right.
That's what I was saying.
That's right. We could practice. We could take 9 bad calls in a row.
That's what I was trying to say. But
you're absolutely right. I'm glad you figured that out.
Because the first one sucked,
right?
And we didn't do anything with it, so that's a strike.
Okay.
Second one, the guy just sat there. We didn't do anything with it. Again, you know, it's like a knuckleball.
Right. Well, then, you know, put our cleats on, dig in at the plate, because it's time to take some more pitches.
Okay.
We can win this.
It's the bottom of the first.
I think we ought to rate all calls today on a baseball scale. Singles, doubles, triples, and, the home run.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Anybody? Yeah, this is Phil. I just want to make a comment about the Sopranos.
Yes, sir.
Just real quick question between the both of you. If there's anyone that's playing for either side of the team or both sides of the team or the FBI, who do you think it would be at this point right now?
Like, who's the informant?
Yeah.
I'm too busy scoring this as a baseball player. I would have to say right off the top, again, simply because The Sopranos is kind of old and Paris is kind of hot.
It's a moot point, really.
That I would think that this is at best a ball. If not a strike.
I think it's a ball.
It's a ball.
I think it's a ball. And, you know, who knows who the informant is? Who knows if there even is an informant?
Well, it just leaves.
1-0. 1-0, that's the count.
1-0.
1-0.
It's not a strike.
1-0. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Donnie.
Yes.
I wanted to know, are you going to grow a tail like you almost did yesterday?
Oh. I think we may have a base hit.
That's
Mike.
A base hit. Man on first. Single.
It
was a single.
This caller.
Finally.
Thank you for the call.
And we start afresh now with a new count.
Thank you for moving us into scoring position.
One man on here with one out here in the top of the first.
Actually, at second is when they're officially in scoring position, right?
Because they
come in on a base hit.
Right now you got one down with a man on first base. And, let me see. We've got our third batter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Actually, our second batter.
Hello.
Right.
Hello. The Don and Mike Show is gay.
It's a ground ball to shortstop. That's a double play.
Really? Oh.
It's gay.
You're cold.
No, actually, we're basing each call on strikes and balls. This is just a strike.
That's a strike for him.
Yeah.
That's a strike.
We'll get it figured out by the third or fourth inning.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there. What's up?
Good. I was just wanted to comment, if you guys were doing baseball rules, wouldn't you start making calls if it were the bottom of the inning?
That's good.
Runner on first and second now.
Yeah. No, he got the runner over to third.
He
got the runner over to third.
That was a double.
Man on first and third right now.
Uh-huh. So he only hit a single, but the guy on first went to third?
Yeah. He got him over to third.
Right.
He was running on the play.
Yeah. Men on the corners. So we can drive in a run.
With a fly ball, with an out. With an out call. Beautiful day at the ballpark.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
How do we count this?
Strike one.
0-1.
Strike one. Mm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was going to tell you guys that not one person laughed at the James Gandolfini joke and knocked up last night when I went to go see it. Horrible.
Oh, you must have gone with idiots, sir. I don't know what to say. I thought it was a pretty funny line.
Oh, you know what? I almost made a creamsicle. Almost. Close to it. Wet myself.
Mike,
that scores a run. That's a fly ball out, but it scores a run.
I disagree. I believe what that is possibly a soft one that was hit back to the pitcher that he got.
And he holds the runner on third?
Yeah, simply, he ran it out to first. Mm-hmm.
Two down with men on first and third here.
Actually, bases would be loaded then, right?
Oh, actually, man, if it was a slow roller, did he get it over to first base?
He beat it out.
Men on second and third.
Men on second and third.
With two down.
Here we go.
All right.
Slow roller.
all right, we're changing the rules because it's going to be too confusing, okay? Each caller is a batter, Don. That's the way. We can't have each call, a caller be balls and strikes.
Swing, yeah.
Because what we're doing now is we're going back and forth, and it's confusing me.
Hello.
It's got each caller is his own batter.
When
batter.
Can we play football calls?
We can do it in the next
football call show.
You want to do? We can do it right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Stay right.
See, that's an absolute strike.
Yeah,
that's an absolute strike. Right?
They got us on that one. Yes, absolutely.
Well, you see. So is that an out?
I think it should be an out. Yeah.
So that's an out if we're going to play that way.
Yeah, three outs. Right?
So three bad calls equals one half of an inning.
Exactly. I think really to make this simple,
we'll never score then.
Well, no, here's how we score.
Yeah.
We score, calls are either going to be hits or outs.
Right.
No in between. I don't think we use the whole panorama of baseball terminology.
Well, you would not at least
it's
allow
a hit or an out.
Will you not allow the, what if the home run comes at us?
The home run is the home run.
It is.
The home run is everybody laughing. We've gotten those. You usually give a prize to those people
mm-hmm.
when they call with something incredibly funny or incredibly relevant.
For some of that, you find some of that da 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 da. Da.
Some of our game show music.
We'll actually play here. We'll just wait for Rob to find it. So there you go. Thank you, Robbie. There we go. So
you want to start fresh?
Yeah, we'll start over.
All right, we'll start fresh. Here we are.
You know, that was batting practice.
That was batting practice. We go to the... we're going to go to the bottom of the inning.
Us against the listeners.
Us against the listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there. What's up?
Nothing. I have absolutely nothing of substance to say, except I just want to let you guys know that I adore you.
You know what? I like that word, adore.
Mm-hmm. I think simply because we love having our asses kissed.
She did it in such a classy,
that is
neat
a base
way.
Hit, Mike.
That's a base hit.
That's a base hit.
Woman on first.
Thank you, honey.
Almost.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Almost foul.
I like adore. Who does not like that word?
You can't help but like
I adore
it.
You.
We have to put a runner in, though.
Yeah, pitch runner.
Because there's no crying in baseball.
No crying in baseball.
This is not the Rockford Peaches.
Or the Racine Bells.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Was it the Racine Bells?
Unless she shows her bosoms.
So.
Rockford Peaches.
Who hasn't seen your bosoms? Hello, Don and Mike.
You watch that? Do you watch that when it comes up on cable?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure, Ro.
That's a little Mo movie, don't you think?
Oh, it's a total Mo movie.
I watch it, too.
Hello.
Batter up.
That's an out, Mike. That's someone on the phone just not saying anything.
One down and a man, a pinch runner on first. You're at the bottom of the first.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, this baseball game is much more interesting than what's usually on HFS.
Okay, that is like a joke, a slam, because the Orioles are normally on WHFS.
Mm-hmm. Don't slam the O's.
I think that's a strike.
Birds.
That's an out, Mike.
That's an out.
That's an out.
Two down.
God, I hate it when we strand a runner on first. Hey, hi there. Don and Mike show. What?
Hey!
Hi there. Welcome to Smells Like Ass Stadium. It's the bottom. It's the bottom of the first.
Thank you. Hey, I have a theory about what Sacramento's been doing. They've been exporting people to Walmart. My God, what a great place to
I'm
go.
I'm sorry, we're out of
that's
the inning.
That's the end of the inning.
That's the end of the inning.
That's the end of the inning. We strand a runner on first.
You're talking, and we're already running back and getting our gloves ready. Mm-hmm.
And I think, really, if we're going to do this right, too, that would be the end of the first inning, because we play every inning, the top and the bottom of the inning, and we've already gone through the first inning.
We go both ways.
Right. We're pitching very fast.
So at the top of the, at the completion of the first, it's nothing, nothing.
Listeners, nothing. Don and Mike, nothing.
Thank you for joining us for this little segment called Phone Baseball.
Phone Baseball on the Don and Mike Show. Yes, yes, callers, you're going to be scored today. You're going to have a box score, and then we're going to see how we do.
We'll pick it up later. I'd love to see if there was some way that we could work this into a first and ten thing. But that would necessitate us taking four calls in a row to see if we got a first down or not. And how would you ever get a touchdown?
You could rate each call on a scale of 1 to 10, and that's how many yards you get.
I'm writing out the box score out here. Yeah.
It will be in the afternoon paper.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
Got it?
If you're looking at it, I kind of got retarded with my second zero, but that's the way it would look.
You're right, Mike. Yep. Like an old-fashioned, like in the natural.
Right.
The old-fashioned scoreboard.
Hey, Hobbs. And you're the best hitter I've ever seen.
Everything old-fashioned for me. You were bitching a couple of weeks ago about... But, oh, excuse me. It's time for some between-innings music.
Everybody. Fans, don't forget. There's a chance for everybody to go see Dynamite versus the Listeners game this summer.
Don't forget, syphilis screening is happening by the Corn Dogs next to the Don and Mike Germophobia Carousel.
Now we go out to center field. Want to welcome all the kids from the Boys and Girls Clubs. They're going to be visited by Tard, the Don and Mike mascot. Will be out there shortly. Should be a lot of fun for all the kids out in the Don and Mike Boys Club section.
Now, everybody, get up, please. Yes. Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, look at that. It's the first inning, and they're already doing the wave.
It's the wave.
Who's the asshat that invented the wave?
Joe.
Joe Artinger, the creator of the wave.
You were bitching, complaining, talking about how your life stopped when your internet provider went out.
Yes.
I have been sans internet provider now for 2 days.
That's difficult.
Excavating for gold or something in my neighborhood. I'm not sure. There's a lot of trucks out there all the time. They got the cones out there, and it says, you know, working, and you call, and it says, you know, there may be an interruption in service. No. The message said, an interruption in service anywhere from 2 to 17 days.
Oh, my God. Wow. I mean, what about people that have home businesses now where I mean, they're completely cut off?
I guess they're screwed. What I had to do was what I asked you to do or said you should have done, and what an idiot I felt like for giving you this advice. Because when Mike said his internet was down, I said, well, come on, you get a laptop and you just plug it into the phone and you do dial-up. Because remember, 10 years ago, that's how we all did it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I sat there today. Today's the day that I melted down about this. I was okay with it yesterday. But today, to get up this morning, turn on the laptop, first off, it takes forever to turn the goddamn thing on.
Right.
And the thing to go through all the... And then by the time it gets going, I plug it into the phone thing, and it's like, I got to... initialize the modem,
right.
And then you have to be, and then that awful. And then you get there, and it says, "You've got
no."
And the thing, it's like the computer is being overloaded with too many bits.
Too
much information, too many pictures. It can't download it all of a sudden.
Right.
And the computer says, in essence, it says, dude, like, you're stuffing me here. I can't do anything.
That's my skull.
So it ends up, you know, controlled all delete.
So you're done.
Well,
toast.
I had to do that 5 times until I was finally able to get through it. I think
so
I had
you basically plugged it into the
phone.
The phone jack.
The phone outlet. And I think.
Yeah, Jack.
And it's a game that I remember playing. I'm sure a lot of you remember, if you would go through AOL or CompuServe, whoever your provider was, you would have different phone numbers in your area that offered different speed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I finally did was find the one number that allowed me to connect and whatever it was.
And if you don't mind me asking, how did you find that number? Where is it listed in the phone book?
It's in the software.
AOL.
For instance, for AOL, they've got 8,000 different phone numbers. That's what I was using today to get on the internet.
Gotcha.
And I found one that had what I thought was a super fast time.
Right.
And I actually wrote down
114 kilobytes per second?
Yes, Buzz.
That's the best one.
These are rare.
It's hard to get a dial-up service anymore unless you have AOL. Most of them are extinct.
Anyway, I got on with that, with 114, which is the best I could find. From the time that it said starting AOL to the time that it said you've got mail without any pictures downloaded or anything, where there were just those little...
icons.
Yeah, icons that says something goes here.
How long?
4 minutes and 58 seconds.
Lightning fast.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just a sign of how spoiled we are. Because 10 years ago, you would have said...
That was fast.
I'm going to turn this on and, you know, go wash my hands. And by the time I come back...
10 minutes.
My computer will be on.
Yeah. I remember years ago downloading a picture of a bikini-clad woman and getting caught. because it was doing that scan on the printer. I was printing it out, and there was just nothing I could do as my ex-wife came in and stared at me and said, what is that downloading? I said, oh, it's nothing. And I had gotten right to the top of the head where you could tell it was a woman's head.
Uh-huh.
Thank God it wasn't a nude.
That is exactly what was happening today, even as the pictures were trying to come up on the front page of AOL.
Right.
It'd be just a little bit of Paris Hilton's forehead.
Yes, it's very frustrating. Uh-huh. And how come we're not able to watch porn here, are we? Are we prohibited from watching porn?
It depends. There are certain websites with certain words in their names you can't access through CBS.
Because I got a CBS thing the other day when I wanted to see
Forbidden
Drunk Whores Going Wild.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there are keywords. Anything with three X's in it, you do it.
Anything with the F word in it, a lot of other sex-related words.
And it's just automatic on all our computers?
If it's in the web address, then you can't go there from CBS.
So they can do that, but they can't get our computers to work at any kind of speed here.
No.
What kind of lines do we have here?
Is it cable?
It's a T1, but it carries everything.
Yeah. Very powerful, but it also very burdened.
Yeah, there's 18 million things running down the one computer line.
Including one of our backup channels for broadcast is Internet.
Internet, everybody.
So the entire show is also on that T1. Well, you know, you can get News Filter any time of day.
It's very frustrating.
News Filter.
No bad words in News Filter.
No.
So News Filter, you can look at the pictures.
And lots of other hardcore I can direct you to through the CBS.
Hardcore.
But you'll be glad to know that even with the slow dial-up,
uh-huh,
I still managed to fire off an email to Mike today.
Oh, my God. He gave me some links on YouTube
that
were fantastic.
Some good YouTube stuff to find.
I didn't get the second Four Idiots one. I got the first one, where the Four Idiots. It was fantastic.
And there's one called Farting in Public.
Farting in Public is probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen on YouTube.
It's a dad and his kid, and his kid looks like a smaller version of Seth, the fat guy in the movie Knocked
right.
Up.
A perfect kid. You know what he looks like? He looks like the kid on Two and a Half Men.
Ah.
It's exactly what the kid looks like.
Except a little chubbier.
A little chubbier, a little bigger.
A little more grown up.
A little more grown up, exactly.
He's got a hoodie on. He's got a hoodie. He's hot as balls, Rob.
Yes, he is.
He's got a hoodie on, and he's got one of those fart machines.
Oh, God, and he's using it like a maestro.
And he's walking. He's in a library where they end up, and he's looking for books, and he's walking past a nun. And as he's looking for a book and asking for a book, you hear...
And it is so real and so fantastic. And the difference, the way kids react to it and adults,
uh-huh,
you know, kids do everything but point.
Right.
Yeah. Adults, in some cases, ignore it.
Try.
And you know they've heard it. Uh-huh. And he walks by a police officer and does it. It's
the
fantastic.
Retarded father running the camera is the best.
Because
really?
You hear the dad that's just laughing in the background. You know, they grow up so fast.
Oh, and one last thing I wanted to ask you, Mike.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance before the show. We talked about it a little bit on the air yesterday. How about that shortcut? How did that work out?
I got the thumbs up from Don last night because, you know, glory be, as soon as we left here, we got one of the worst traffic nights we've had. It was really a tough backup out on the split, and I went back on the side roads, and then I ended up doing it on 66, too, just like you had suggested with that, and it does make a difference. It makes a big difference.
I had passed Mike at one point.
Oh, my God.
And thought, good, he's gonna figure out the shortcut.
You made my teeth chatter.
Well, you must have made mine because I have no idea how the frick you ended up in front of me. Really. I'm like looking in my rearview mirror for you, and all of a sudden it's like, there you are in front of me.
You caught me right at the where that lane, that left lane ends. And that's when I observed that you made the transition from the left, the far left lane to the far right lane.
Safely, with my turn signal on.
Good for you.
Thank you.
How it's done. I that's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say it was safely.
You always do that.
Just like you, Mike.
That's right. That's right. I understand. I understand where you're going with this. I will not say anything.
Let's not leave our friend Buzz out of this discussion.
No. Buzz 2 is an incredibly safe driver.
Thank you. Thank you, and to you, gentlemen.
He makes all the lane transitions safely.
And smoothly.
Right.
Yeah.
Like in her ticket.
That's right. Remember that.
I think, learn it, know it. I think that when we go home, the three of us... you know, we obey all traffic signs, and we do the very best we can.
You have to.
You know, it's not like we're Formula One racers out there.
No.
That's an exaggeration, Mike.
That'd be crazy.
At best, we're Busch Series racers.
Yes.
At best.
At best, we're like moonshine runners.
I know why you're such safe drivers.
Why?
And it really boils down to this. is you don't compete with one another. It's just about being safe.
No, that's, you know what I heard about my blue car today?
What? Oh, that beautiful navy blue car?
I heard...
No, your real blue car. Mike does have a blue car.
No, the silver car that I can't open. It's a joke.
Yeah.
The lady says to me, this insurance adjuster, who... This is her energy level when she gets... this is the first contact I have with this insurance adjuster is that she is leaves me a phone message. And the phone message goes something like this.
Hi, this is so-and-so from the insurance company, and I'm calling for Mike O'Hara.
And we want to know... And really, the energy level is that low. This is... I finally have a contact with this woman today. I have a conversation with her.
Yeah.
The energy level live is, I have to say, slightly more
good.
Intense than it was when she left the message.
Good.
But she said, so you have that particular car... Yes, usually there's a little bit of an issue with parts. And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, 1 to 2 months.
Oh, to get a door for that car?
To get all the parts. Of all the parts that I ruined.
That's a jip, man.
Which was the outside of the front door panel,
mm-hmm.
the entire rear door,
mm-hmm.
the right rear panel,
mm-hmm.
and here's the wild card,
yeah.
the wheel.
How?
Why?
I don't know. I don't have the car with me.
Then I'm sticking by my initial estimate.
Nope. It was, I'll write it down for you.
Okay.
It was $2,700.
For everything?
Yes.
Well, of course, if you wait 3 months, I guess they give you a break on
it.
She said a month, you know, a month or more.
I am shocked that that's the amount.
We were all high. But I mean, I'm
what are you, high?
You know what I mean.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
And I was planning on taking that vehicle on the auto train.
Well, I was. I'm serious.
Well, you can do it. It's already dinged up.
Yeah, I probably could. I asked her that.
Except you probably didn't you F up the wheel so that you can't drive it?
Well, she said I did, but I didn't know it. I didn't think it came anywhere near the wheel.
How was it drive? You drove it afterwards.
Yeah,
how
it was
it
fine. Oh, I just got the wheel replaced.
I tell you one good thing while you're driving a car like that.
Yeah?
It's a good thing you're such a safe driver.
Well, safety first.
That's right. All of them.
And I should point out that the accident that I suffered actually happened in my own driveway.
Yeah, it's like 3 miles an hour.
Wouldn't even call it an accident. A miscue.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And you know why that accident happened? Because
you were drunk.
Because I was over-focused.
Yes, trying too hard.
Yes.
To be accurate.
You were looking for other drivers.
No, I was looking at my clock on the dashboard.
Guys.
Trying to time the trip that I was
doing. Guys, myself included. Can we stop being so freaking self-indulgent and talk about the fact that Paris Hilton is liberated from jail?
Yes.
It's a great day for all of us.
Thank God.
45 days goes to 23 days, goes to 3 weeks, goes to 3 days.
Thank God.
I can say is thank God.
Free at last.
I'd like to be on Fox TV screaming about it like I was having my first period ever.
It is a great day in America if your name is Paris Hilton or you are an illegal alien. And today, we'll tell you why. Good morning. You heard it right. From the big house to house arrest. Paris Hilton out of the slammer after just a little more than 3 days behind bars.
Hey, lady.
Shut up.
Hey, lady. Cook me something. Somebody put that horse down.
And remember, she gets credit for 5 days because she went in before midnight Sunday night and stayed till after midnight this
she
morning.
She is now officially under mansion arrest.
And she has she has to wear the bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And
manner arrest.
Not all that fashionable.
And what is it?
I mean, that's not fair to call that house arrest.
You're right.
If you're going to a house...
Hi, I'm Greg House.
Home confinement, they sometimes
home
call
home confinement?
It.
You said, what's her house? Isn't her house like the size of 20 football fields?
Multi-million dollar mansion, yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, you know what I also heard?
And I was just feeling bad for her yesterday. And it just turned away.
Let me tell you why she's done.
All right.
Because if she had served her time, her stock would have risen. She would have been hotter
a hero.
Than she was. She's gone now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows she's under house arrest. She's not relevant anymore.
Mike, am I going to have to be the one that says, I don't know if you heard the report or not. She was sick, dude.
Yeah.
Had a rash.
No.
Okay.
That's
no?
not true.
She was sick,
not a rash?
Dude.
No, this is did you read the latest on this?
No, what's
it's psychological.
Yeah. No, that's, I'm kidding with Mike because it's BS. She's so sick, right. She was at the MTV Music Awards before she turned herself in. She felt fine. You know what happened?
TMZ.com just released. They had an update to this story right before we went on the air, and the update was that she was seen by her psychiatrist, who said she is on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
That's why they've got a screener.
Yeah. She went squirrely in jail.
Right. Oh,
doesn't everybody go squirrely in jail?
That's the idea.
Such BS.
It's such complete BS.
It is. So I agree with you, Mike.
Yeah.
I think that if she had gotten in there and they found out, you know, what would be acceptable? Gosh. Okay. Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Let her out.
There are guys that are doing maximum security things that go to the infirmary that are treated for cancer.
Even if she had a sex disease.
Yep.
Shingles. Shingles is a good one, Robbie.
That's a form of herpes, Rob.
Chicken pox. You know, anything. But, I mean, if it's just the fact that she was in jail for 3 days and decided, I don't like you.
Yeah, no.
It's crap.
Because of this, you know, everybody, you know, was paying attention to this because she got what a lot of people thought she deserved. Now you're dealing with something where she's not, you know, there's not going to be the big release. You're going to have a little buzz about the fact that it's her last day of house arrest. But it doesn't matter. Her friends can come to see her. Her friends can come to her mansion.
She can have parties, I suppose.
She can have pool parties every day.
Well, they will tell you that she'll be tested for drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that if somebody says to you, stay at home for 3 weeks, as opposed to being in jail for 3 weeks.
Right. Now, it is a drag. If you want to see a wonderful portrayal of it, that movie Disturbia. Did you ever get a chance to see that movie Disturbia?
I did not.
There is a fantastic portrayal of house arrest at the very beginning of that. So it's, in fact, they do a fantastic job. It's very central to the beginning part of the movie. So it's, you know, it's interesting.
But even if it's her being in a gigantic Liberace-style bedroom with a big heart-shaped bed, and she's got her little chihuahua, and she's eating Taco Bell food, and
brushing her hair with her sterling silver princess hair set.
Yeah, and she's on her two-way, you know, texting her friends and stuff. That's not exactly what you get for having a DUI.
No. No, you're watching TV, which you couldn't really do. You know, you can take a shower, walk out in your backyard. There's a perimeter around the house. It's not like you have to stay in the house.
I'm sorry, is she in for DUI or was it Lindsay Lohan? Which one of them is?
She was in for driving on a suspended license.
Parole violation on DUI, yeah.
That's what it was. And the only TV program she could watch in the jail as of yesterday was the movie Troy. That was the only thing they had for her to watch.
No wonder she had a nervous breakdown.
Wouldn't that drive you nuts?
She's issued a written statement through her lawyer. Have you seen this? Have you heard this yet?
No.
I want to thank the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and staff of the Century Regional Detention Center for treating me fairly and professionally. I'm going to serve the remaining 40 days of my sentence. I have learned a great deal from this ordeal and hope that others have learned from my mistake.
Oh, shut up, bitch. You had me yesterday. You had me yesterday.
I know. Her stock would have been so much higher if she did the hard time.
Yep.
And now it's,
you know, really, you could.
No, she's
Roger, you know your bad word.
You think, really? Don't you think this is going to result in, she's not going to be as marketable as she was before. The bad girl has now gotten off easy,
and people
hate that.
I agree. The fact that she wasn't really sick. I mean, you look like Martha Stewart.
Yep. Yeah.
She served her time.
Her stock was higher.
She also got house arrest.
Yep.
But after she served more than 3 days in the clink,
And the fact that it's not a real illness, that she's
on the verge of a nervous collapse.
Did you think Martha Stewart tried to pull that?
Oh, sure.
I'm not feeling well. These women are threatening. You know what they said to her? Hey, shut up and cross your legs, Martha.
Deal with it. Deal with it. You're in jail.
Now Paris is in the prison of public opinion.
That's where she'll serve out her day.
Well, I don't know. Listen, I just want to say that...
under mansion arrest.
Uh-huh. I like a lot of tea. I've had great teas on airlines. I've had teas on U.S. Air.
Teas?
Tea, like T-E-A. I've had teas on Continental.
Yeah.
But I think the finest I've had is T-W-A-T. When I was flying on Transworld Airlines.
They were a genius, ladies and gentlemen.
They were the best.
That's the best.
It's an interesting airline, but I always remembered that.
That's better than United T.
You said that one time when we were flying. You said, this is the best. And I said, what are you sipping on? He said, this is the best, this TWAT.
Paris Hilton really likes it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. Good is good. It's a pity that airline's not in business anymore.
Trans World Airlines tea. Delicious. All right, well, let's see. Gosh, we could play another game of baseball.
Do you want to try a quick batter?
1, 2, 3?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Give me the baseball music.
Remember, it's not strikes, it's outs or hits.
Here we go.
Stepping into the plate is our first listener, the top of the second inning.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, yes, sir. Did you know that Jamie Lee Curtis was actually born a hermaphrodite?
And that would be an out.
That is an out. A big out.
Out.
One down. One down, top of the second. Here comes the seventh batter.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Paris Hilton probably actually got out early because those penis painted bars she chewed on too much.
That's the same thing Sarah Silverman said. That would be out number two, Mike.
Two down, top of the second inning. This is going to be a quickie. It was a good call that Don made to go to these calls. Tough season. That's a low pitch count.
But you and I choke up, Mike.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see if we can make some contact.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what a life. Now she can sit around and not eat all day.
I'm sorry. Is that a foul?
Come on.
Yeah, we got some contact.
We stay alive. Yeah. We stay alive.
So he wasn't an awful caller.
He wasn't an awful caller.
He was not awful.
Well,
not a hit, though.
Come on, it was a foul ball.
All right.
We barely made... You know what? We had to get confirmation from the third base ump.
Yes. He didn't go around.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Don't you think Tom Sizemore should claim he's not feeling well?
Oof.
You know, normally we love any call that mentions our good friend Tommy S.
Tom Sizemore, who apparently is going to do some serious time.
Yeah.
Years, not days. But
I would have to say that at best, that's a foul tip.
Yeah, another foul ball.
At best. Okay, so that...
He doesn't knock us out of the... Still two down, with nobody on here in the top of the second inning.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Batter up.
Hello.
Radio God.
Hi, what's up?
Why do I get the sick, disgusting feeling of a reality show forthcoming from this? Paris Hilton on house arrest or something like that?
And that's the end of the second inning.
There
top of the second. We go to the bottom of the second with the score. Don and Mike zero. The listeners nothing.
And the guy just hung up. He just hung up. And if you're wondering why that
nobody got the ball out of the infield then.
If you're wondering why that wasn't out, if you stop and think about what the guy said, there's no way that a TV network is going to get a camera in her house.
No, and they've had a reality show, and it just wasn't original or creative. And anyway, it was an out. It was an OUT out.
If there was ever such a statute in our laws that would allow a camera to be on her all the time, now I'm watching.
We're going, we're still in the top, we're in between innings right now, we're going to the bottom of the second inning.
Oh, we may be abandoning this game for right now, Mike, it's looking a little cloudy.
Let me put that goose egg in the top of the top of the second frame.
Oh, they're coming out with the tarp, Mike.
Oh, dear, we got a rain delay.
They're coming out with the tarp.
We've got a yellow rain delay.
I've just got a word, Mike.
It's a golden rain delay.
Canceling the game. It'll be a day-night doubleheader tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Day-night doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah, but Rick Dempsey's going to come out and amuse the fans by stuffing his jersey with a pillow, and he's going to slide across the wet tarp. The fans love those antics.
So we'll see you tomorrow for the doubleheader. And don't forget, the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.
Any rebroadcast of the pictures, descriptions of this game without the express written consent of Don and Mike and Major League Baseball is prohibited.
The Don and Mike Baseball Network.
This has been a Buick Huron production.
This has been a Bart Giamatti production.
This has been a Peter...
Uberoff.
Peter Uberoff, yeah. The Olympics guy.
This has been a Connie Mack production.
Oh. Is he a commissioner?
I believe he was. I could be wrong.
Did you have Faye Vincent?
No.
This has been a Faye Vincent production.
Faye Vincent. I'm out. That's Faye Vincent is a good pull.
King of the commissioners.
Faye Vincent.
King of the Fays.
Faye Vincent.
My name's Faye
and he looked like Faye.
He sure did.
He was very girlish looking.
He's the guy that had the big hard-on for Pete Rose.
Was he, no, or was that Bart Giamatti?
It was a combination, I think.
Both of them, right?
He started it and Bart Giamatti finished it.
Yeah. A Bud Selig production. Had to get the current commissioner.
Bud Light.
Bud Selig, the car dealer from Milwaukee. Owner of the Milwaukee, of your Milwaukee Brewers.
And don't forget his daughter, hot as Milwaukee balls. Have you seen her, the chick that runs the Brewers now?
She's lovely. She's fetching. She's easy on the eye.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
You know, it would really be great to wind up this entire kind of off the top of our head segment about baseball.
What would be great?
Would you explain to everyone exactly what pepper is?
Pepper, that's when you put a little spin on the ball, right? A little heat? A little, is that what it means?
I am sorry.
A little harder?
All right, we're going to move on to the next question. Buzz?
Yes.
For our listeners, could you please explain the infield fly rule?
That might...
No. No, I can't. I thought about it, and no, I really can't.
That was Buzz, another game. Yes. Can you tell us the major difference between the American League and the National League?
Yes, that I know. The National League doesn't have designated hitters.
Bingo. That's good.
Right.
That's a very, very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Please to explain what the knuckleball is.
Isn't that simply the act of throwing the ball with your four fingers folded under? That does put a spin on the ball.
Terribly sorry. The answer was the ball has no spin and it relies on air current for its movement, which makes it so difficult to hit.
But was I right about the knuckle part?
I'm not sure.
The ball is different?
No? I don't think it's thrown that way.
Please explain a breaking ball.
Well, that's when it starts coming unraveled.
This is fun.
I have no idea, obviously.
Please to explain the expression can of corn.
That's just a ball that's gone wild. It's useless. It didn't do what you wanted it to.
No.
No?
I'm sorry, you're incorrect.
Okay. Have you tried this?
Here's one more for you.
Tried the peppered corn.
Here's one more for you. How would you score this?
Uh-huh.
The ball is hit to the pitcher.
Yeah. Oh, are you doing box scores?
Ball's hit to the pitcher.
The ball's hit to the pitcher, and then he throws to first base for the out. How do you score that?
Ooh, it was an out.
So how do you score that?
Do you know how to score it?
Well,
is it
no, he's talking about numbers.
It's with numbers. So even how much is it? No. It's like two. Is it two?
I don't know. I know the 6-4-3 double play is shortstop to second.
See, but I didn't know that either, Buzz. I was just tossing it out.
Yeah. I think you're right. What, catcher one, pitcher two,
and then is it
three, four, five, six?
And it's like three is the third baseman. Four is the shortstop. Five, second baseman.
I have no idea.
And six, I think, is first base.
I've never done box scores. So I have absolutely no idea what number is what.
You know, I'm surprised you didn't do that, Rob. I know you didn't like sports, but it was a way to work numbers into sports.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people still love
box scores.
Go into the ball game and they score the game.
I should do that.
It's done with numbers, Buzz.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers.
Buzz?
Yes.
How many guys on a baseball team?
I'm going to say eight.
Please to describe the ball action when a pitcher throws a splitter.
Oh, that I would not know. Unless the bat splits, is the only thing I can think of. The batter breaks the bat.
If someone's throwing heat, what does that mean?
Well, that means he throws it extra fast, extra hard.
Right, you got that one.
That's good. The splitter, incidentally, is a ball that drops off the table. And it's usually...
There's no table on the field.
Well, no, it's a fastball, and then it loses its velocity right when it gets to the plate.
There's
and
no
it drops
table
down.
In baseball.
What is a ground rule double?
I've heard of it, but I do not know. Obviously, it's a double. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a double play.
A ground rule double is...
It's a double play, Mike.
It's a... No, Buzz, it's when the batter is awarded a second base because there's either fan interference or the ball bounces into the stand.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
That's a ground rule double.
What if a guy hits a home run, but it hits the foul pole, Buzz?
Well, that's still a foul.
This is fun. Baseball quiz with Buzz.
You know, it'd be clearer if you let me make the rules.
Would you like to ask us any questions that we wouldn't have the answers to?
Well, no, although I've come across some commissioner names that are kind of funny that I'm sure you don't remember.
He's got his computer. All right, it was Googling. Go ahead.
I think the first one, Judge Kenesaw Mountain Landis.
that's way back.
Who the hell is that?
Happy Chandler and Ford Christopher Frick are the three first baseball commissioners.
I think Kenesaw was commissioner during the Black Sox scandal.
I've heard of Frick.
And General Bill Eckert.
And his friend Frack.
Yeah. Yeah, funny names, I thought. I can't think of anything I would want to ask about baseball.
Who were the Black Sox?
That I don't already know.
Ask us anything, Buzz.
Please to name... I'll do this one for you. Please to name two Jewish baseball players.
Sandy Koufax.
And Hank Greenberg.
Whoa!
Sure.
Where'd you get that one?
From a comedy routine I heard once.
That's fantastic.
That's the honest truth.
That made me very happy.
Well, you're welcome.
Sure.
And you were very quick with the Sandy Koufax.
Sure, you know why?
Why?
He's friends with Larry King.
Right? Yeah, played stick. Or he was alleged friends. It was
sure, boy.
Larry King lied about being
friends with him. That was a lie. That was a lie. That was a lie. He always lied about Sandy Koufax, most famous guy in Brooklyn. You know why we asked you those questions, Buzz?
Why?
Curious!
Of course.
let's pause. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
Classic.
Fellow I had known for years. Say goodbye.
There he is, losing it. Is that another... that's not the Diane Parkinson Bob. That's recent Bob, right?
Well, that's Bob today talking about how he filmed the last one yesterday.
Yeah, poor Bob.
Our man Bob.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
The Stars of Quest for Fire. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sure, it'd be nice to have the real Bob Barker on the show. But he's busy and besides...
very, very busy.
Never mind. For those of you that...
Bob.
For those of you that have been waiting, I think we had mentioned today would be the day we'd be talking to Bruce Willis.
Yes. No such luck?
Come on, it's Bruce's idea of a practical joke.
Ah, okay, it was just a little fun. Just having a little fun, folks.
Although you guys didn't follow up on that gem I gave you yesterday?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't think you'd want it if you had told us.
Yeah, no, I would like it at least as a throwaway. Never mind. I just want to find some guy somewhere.
Named Bruce Willis.
Named Bruce Willis. I know it's stupid.
We've done that before, but it's always, hilarity always ensues.
Killer bit. At least we can just say there's Bruce Willis. Since we had talked him up and talked him up.
Exactly.
And got the news that here's a shock. His schedule conflicted
what?
With ours.
Yeah.
His schedule and ours didn't jive
up. It's funny how that works out.
Uh-huh.
It really is. I mean, really funny. Like knee-slapping funny. That was my reaction.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wondered if anybody else noticed that when Mike was talking about the airline tea, that he said that TWAC is the best. Nobody else noticed that?
What are you
talking
about?
I thought that was pretty clever of me. Didn't you think so, sir?
Yes, it's
a shame that...
what I think is very clever is when people mistake our voices.
Yes.
And think I said something and think you said something.
Right.
Even more important, I think, is the fact that he just got the thing.
Well, let's... I really...
About
I
the think tea.
And incidentally, one out in the bottom of the second. I should point out that I think it requires explanation. Okay.
Good.
This is the way this went. Okay, now we don't do this very often, Don, but I really feel it's important to do this. Okay, here's what happens. All right? Don starts talking about tea, and I really have no idea because this is Don's creation. I have no idea where it came from. I didn't even know what he was. I thought he might be making a breast reference, and then you said, no, tea, like T-E-A.
T-E-A.
And then you go right into the fact that you
have a favorite.
A favorite
on
tea.
An airline, it's the same kind Paris Hilton drinks.
Exactly.
On TWA, she has TWAT.
And that's a joke, for those of you that might not have known that. And because of that joke, unlike tea, which I really wasn't tracking with, as soon as you said that you liked that tea from that particular airline, that Paris Hilton, I didn't hesitate. I got that joke immediately.
Gotcha, Mike.
And that caller... not only just got it about 15 minutes later than he should have,
right.
But he credited me with it in error. So I just, I felt correct. It was really as we go, you know, to one out in the bottom of the second.
No, game it's is very, over, Mike. The game is being called.
Oh, that's right. The tarp has already been pulled off the field.
The game has been called.
Yeah. I'm putting away my box score
right now.
You're
like now. The one guy that refuses to take his uniform off.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just love the game. And, you know, really, I think even with the tarp pulled over the field, I'm going to go down in the cages and spend some time, you know, working on my hitting.
Be careful. I don't want you to be like your man Clemens. I don't want you to strain
a groin.
Strain your groin.
You know, that was, did you see that on Letterman the other night when they were talking about the other guy that strained a groin and they showed that picture of A-Rod coming out of the strip joint? he's been straining his groin,
sure.
too. Very, very funny.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Mike?
Yes, what's up?
Hey, I have some news about Adam West. Have you heard of Tide Looks Well?
My God, I'm a tomato.
What about Adam West?
He was in a pilot that Conan O'Brien created that never went to air. You can get it on YouTube. His name is Ty Lookwell. I think you'd find it pretty funny. It's excellent, but it never went to air.
I'll look for it. You know what?
Ty Lookwell. That sounds like almost a fictitious, like a funny name.
Have you heard this from the Adam West collection?
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda. I'd do anything for you if you just ask.
You gotta take it all the way.
Take off your mask, Batman.
Ask me to do anything for you, Miranda.
Miranda. Adam West.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask.
It's against the code of heroes. My God, I'm a tomato.
All right, we'll look for that. Thank you, my friend.
Adam Vett
on the YouTube. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes. Hey. Summer break.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, hello.
Hey, guys are talking about that shortcut, right?
All right. You asked the shortcut, right.
Shut up. That's my shortcut.
Shut up.
Don't tell everybody.
Shut up. Well, we haven't said specifically what shortcut we're talking about.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Boo.
Shut up. Boo. I'm talking. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
Don and Mike, are you there?
I hear breathing.
Don and Mike Radio Show. No longer playing baseball.
No, we would be out of the second inning, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, radio gods.
Hello
talking
there.
About string groins and baseball players. What happened if you caught the semi-local Baltimore baseball squad in their game last afternoon when Ramon Hernandez in the ninth inning took a foul ball right off the peas and carrots?
Ooh. Ooh, right in his balls?
I mean, they fall on the ground when that hits their shin. I can imagine what it's like when he does that.
He's the catcher, right? So he squatted behind, and the ball was foul-tipped, took one bounce between his legs, and then went right straight up.
He's a catcher now.
He was crouched on the ground, like literally, the guy looked like he was going to puke. The trainer standing in front of him, like looking him in the eye, like when your buddy's hammered, like, you know, count that 4-5.
All right, thank you, my friend. Wherever you were, we were playing baseball, you would have been a solid base hit.
That might have been a double. That actually was very funny.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
You ever remember when the announcers used to say he got his bell rung?
Yeah.
And bell rung was like for anything that happened, but primarily it's when he got hit in the you know, in the balls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's up, man? I want to let y'all know what the score, the box score on the hit ball hit back to the pitcher.
Oh, yeah, what is great. Well, so the guy hits the ball to the pitcher and he throws to first. How do you score that?
1-3. Pitcher is one.
Okay, 1-3, and first baseman is three.
Yeah.
All right, what if it is a ground ball hit to the third baseman and the third baseman throws it to first?
First baseman throws it to third?
No. The ball gets hit to the third baseman. He throws the guy out at first.
6-3?
5-3.
5-3. 6 is the shortstop.
6 is the shortstop.
All right.
That's
thank you, my friend.
Okay. That's right.
No problem, guys.
I'm just trying to help. 4 is the second baseman.
I like Buzz just saying that's right.
Doesn't it help?
Be honest, I didn't know, Buzz. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm not Tom Selleck. I'm not Mr. Baseball.
Crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You love that movie, though.
Sure. I sure do.
You are the one.
He goes to Japan.
You are the one who loves that movie, a movie I have never seen.
He goes to Japan, and he's bigger than them, and he don't speak their language.
Right. Which show would you watch if you had it was the last movie you could watch, Rudy or Mr. Baseball?
Mr. Baseball.
Wow.
I would throw away my VCR if the only thing I could watch was Rudy.
Wow. I mean, I know you make fun of me for watching it, but I always thought you acknowledged the quality of the effort.
It's not about quality. It's laughs versus tears, right? You'd rather have the laughs.
No, I don't.
That's Buzz's new novel. Laughs versus tears. And just a picture of Buzz on the cover going,
Laughs versus tears. Big. My struggle with believing in God. My Buzz Burbank.
Yeah. Laughs versus tears.
Amazon.com.
I wish you'd reconsider. You're saying you'd take no television ahead of Rudy?
Yeah.
But you love
Are you
TV.
Saying that to if, hurt me, or no, are you if, saying that? Are
if
you
I
saying,
was on an island and all that had looped was the movie Rudy,
right? Well, no. Now you're putting it on a loop. I'm just saying it was just the. It was
if,
something.
If I was on a Gilligan's Island hunt and that's the only tape that I had,
you'd look at it.
I think you
you'd
would.
Look at it. You
I'd,
would.
I'd make it into something. I'd take the tape. Like Tom Hanks did in Castaway.
You'd make a raft out of it?
Yeah, I would.
You'd use the videotape to actually tie the bamboo together so you could have a raft?
I have never liked the fat boy that plays Rudy. I never have liked the guy who's the custodian who gives him the rah-rah speech.
Right.
No, I've never cared for the movie Rudy.
You didn't like John Favreau?
In that role, no.
He's fat. He's super fat in that movie.
Fat row.
Like he's skinny now? I mean,
he's been unbelievably skinny. I've never seen a guy with a weight fluctuation.
The last time I saw a picture, it was him and Vince Vaughn, and it was like a contest to see who's fattest.
Yeah, he's gotten John Favreau, the last picture I saw, he's super fat.
But you can't count out the comedy formula of fish out of water in Mr. Baseball. That's why you go with that, instead of the sad movie.
Well, don't take your meds today.
Don't try to help me, Buzz.
All right. This is my choice.
The Mr. Baseball thing was a gag. I would kill myself before I was on an island with that movie either.
Oh. Damn. All right. Give me a choice. Give me a choice of two movies.
Oh, well, they have to be, let me think, they have to be movies that I like that you don't like. For instance,
The
Water Boy.
We have the same brain.
The Water Boy or Batman and Robin, the one with, well, hold on, you might pick that one because it's comedic with Arnold.
I wouldn't.
The second Batman one, the one with Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Does the Water Boy have Kathy Bates in it?
Yep.
I take the Water Boy.
Good man.
I take the Water Boy.
Smart man.
Yeah, I mean, the laughs. Isn't that when they eat snake?
Yeah, and it's not I don't like Rudy because you like it so much.
Right.
It's like when I see it, it's just like, oh, my God. Ugh. And plus,
This is the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever seen.
I'm so soured on seeing the real Rudy Rudiger on TV, like over the years.
Yeah, well, you see that picture at the end of Rudy, they show the real guy. He's very elfin-like.
Haven't you seen him interviewed on TV?
Yes, I have.
Like, you know,
Rudy Rudiger.
It's my inspirational story.
He made a tackle. I mean, can you believe that? He made a tackle.
Congratulations.
Not only does he get in the game, but he makes a play. Forever on the Notre Dame record book.
He had a tackle.
I haven't seen it yet.
You're a little late to the party, Rob.
He had a tackle.
He gets accepted.
I had a bowel movement. How about that? He had a tackle. I had a nice BM.
Rudy had a few of those.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
So did Ned Beatty.
So did John Favreau.
Ned Beatty.
Hello.
I always get that confused.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, did anybody catch it earlier at the top of the show when Robbie called that other show and burped in the middle of it? That was great.
I think he's trying to be funny, Mike.
Please, can you maybe try to explain what you're doing? So we can understand.
Autopsy that joke for us.
I would, but I have to go visit my mother.
Where?
Horaceburg, Pennsylvania.
Hey, that was the whole reason for the call.
Hello there.
He gets extra credit for that. Yeah. That might have been a triple.
Could have been a home run.
Don and Mike show. Hello there. Yeah, hi. Why is taking calls on this show like pulling up to a drive-through window at McDonald's? Seriously, why is there that 2 to 3 second lift, the wait, and then the... Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Would you like to supersize that?
Yes, I would.
Pull around, please.
Do you get Sports Illustrated?
Do I get it?
or do I get it?
Well,
I mean, I take it, and I get it, if you know what I'm saying.
Who's that guy that writes in the back of Sports Illustrated that I didn't know?
Rick Riley.
God, I was embarrassed.
Your Life of Riley.
Your boy Shaquille O'Neal was in there recently, and he was talking about a sports writer from Chicago saying that he and the Heat should part ways, and he goes off and says how the guy's an idiot and proceeds to spell it. He spells it I-D-O-U-T.
Heard it, but don't dump on my man Shaq.
Shaq.
Anybody see Shaq's TV show the other night?
No.
It's like...
Has he got a reality show?
It's like Shaq's Fitness Club.
Oh, God.
No, I'm serious. It was on ABC the other night.
Does he wear a sheriff outfit?
No, he wears his basketball suit.
Mm-hmm. Finals tonight. You got something to watch on TV tonight.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
NBA Finals. Who will win?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The Sixers or the Wizards?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, speaking of baseball and peas and carrots, how come I never see Homo Joe shopping in Modell's?
Is that because it's Mo? Like, gotta go to
Mo's.
Oh, no, that's right. He likes dicks.
Okay. You know, we had to laugh at that because it's Dick's Sporting.
It's another guy that's, like, done the bait and switch on us a little bit. You know, set us up with a bad joke to, you know, a slightly better joke.
Might have worked on Make Me Laugh.
Frankly, I'm amazed that people are not appalled about Paris Hilton. They're on open line Thursday.
See, can't you tell already? Her stock has already gone down because of the fact that she, took the easy road.
I thought there would be more angry calls about that. I don't know. Whatever. Okay.
They're going to punish her in the worst way they can. They're going to forget about it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ouch.
Gentlemen, I'm calling you with a heavy heart.
Why is that, sir?
I made the Tom Sizemore call earlier, and I'm feeling really guilty about it.
That was a pretty bad call.
I'm apologizing.
They take a nice, cool gun.
My mother is Saint and Tor.
We'll be right back with Phyllis Diller.
My mother is Satan's whore.
Actually, what have we got? Oh, something about VD when we come back.
Ah, there's always room for that.
I know what it is. I got it. I found out I got it.
Oh,
today.
No. And, of course, if you got it.
You got it.
We all got it. VD. It's for everybody.
It's bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
VD.
Always hated my VD. Always hated the sores. Always hated the pain. Always hated the embarrassment. And that's why I got VD.
Oh, the discharge.
Horrible.
It's just black.
It's just discharge. Whoa!
Did you say it's just black?
I did. The discharge, yes. This is Lay King. Lay King for VD.
And you notice Buzz has had his moments today.
Buzz is taking his good pills today.
I think so.
Whoa! He's stepping up to the plate, boy.
Where'd you go see your happy pharmacist friend there, boy?
Yo, boy.
He's even doing the Larry
Wow.
today.
Boy, oh boy, boy.
Sure, boy.
Sure, boy.
Man. Tell me something, Buzz.
Yeah.
As long as you play it along.
Uh-huh.
Are you talking like this?
I would if you want.
We're talking about Buzz Burbank. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
What's your beef with God? Go.
Don't have a problem with him. Never did. That's good. Buzz Burbank does Larry King.
Good for you, Buzz.
I'd sell tickets to that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building.
Great.
The Don and Mike Show.
Great.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
They will make you sacramental. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi there.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there.
You're making me sick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm mocking you, dork.
What not?
Hello.
What not?
Uh-huh.
What not?
Uh-huh.
What not?
Ding,
bang, 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 b
think. We're just like retarded Blake Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi there.
How dare you,
Mr.
That was for us.
He's mentally retarded.
How dare you, Mr. President?
No, that's just like beatboxing.
What's his hit now? What's the song that's climbing up the charts that he's just released that's actually doing amazingly well?
Blake Lewis?
Yeah, he's got something they actually released.
No, no he doesn't. Does he really?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. The Bon Jovi song is climbing up the charts.
Yep, that's it.
This piece of crap?
Like a hot dog up on the top.
Sure, boy.
This thing's raising up the charts.
You give love.
They released it.
Yuck. You can go to iTunes. That's where all the kids go.
Vomitosis, Robbie.
That's where the kids are going these days.
He and the fat one, Jordan Sparks, they each have a 5-star EP that you can download.
The fat one.
Put it on your MP3 player like the youngsters do.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
You give love.
The problem may be with the telephone system at this moment.
No.
I don't want to unfairly blame the callers. I'm trying to pick up the lines that I see. I don't know. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is a from Sacramento. Hello.
All right, there you go. Phones are reset. Correct.
This is a what from Sacramento?
My name is Afrek.
Afrek?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously.
What kind of name is that?
I don't know. My mom's crazy. She's a crazy Mexican. I was born and raised here, but...
How do you spell it?
A-F-R-A-C-K.
Afrek. 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 Afrek.
Chinese insurance company.
Chinese Afrek. Duck.
All right, so what's faking up? Duck, bud.
What's up, Afrek?
Hey, well, yeah, those are very original guys. I've never heard of them. But,
bye! I'm sorry we bored you, Afrek.
And he's out of here.
Why don't you go back to your Chinese whore mother?
I think she was Mexican.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mexican whore mother. I get them so mixed up. Oh, that's right, because you said Chinese because Afrek.
Right.
Afrek. Like he that. Was Mexican.
He's done.
Right. Go back to your Mexican mother.
I split a gut every time I see that duck on the television.
Sure. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I love playing hide and seek with every single caller.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We're over here.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Duck, duck, goose.
Oh, good. Just want to let you know that my buddy's called me HPO because you can always find me in one of those things.
I have a question for you. How long have you been marinating your telephone?
Do you think he actually just put the entire thing in his mouth?
I think he actually put some soy sauce, a little salt and pepper, olive oil and white wine, and he put his phone in in the sauce and he left it overnight.
Duck, duck, goose, Don and Mike show. Kick the can. What's happening? You're it. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Very well.
I got a question for you. I'm going to try not to say the word so I don't get, dumped. But have you noticed that this last week's Soprano episode was the first week that Tony hasn't said the WN word? Ever since you guys make fun of it all the time, I'm totally sensitive to it now.
Tony was not throwing that word around.
No, he wasn't using it liberally. He used it one time, and we seized on it.
Yeah,
only once that we know of.
He's only a one-time offender, sir. We let him out of jail after 3 days.
Do you think, would you stake your career on it, that you would go back over all the episodes of The Sopranos and he has never
said
it?
That is the first time he has said the dreaded...
What not?
Agreed.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. Mike, that's what David Chase is all about.
And why? You mean not overusing it?
Yeah.
Right.
Throwing it in there one time, uh-huh. Because what it does is, you see, man, it sets the tone for our times.
Right.
Much as 10 years ago, if you mentioned a white Bronco, you were saying we lived in the age of OJ. Now if you say whatnot, it says we're living in the age of whatnot.
Or the age of Dale Jr.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The artist, formerly known as Dale Jr.
He's my driver.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike here.
Yes, hon. Check the clock. Buzz had his funny streak right at 4:20.
Okay, thank you. Check the clock.
I'm going to have to see proof of that.
Buzz's funny tie stick. It's not just his funny stick.
His funny tie stick.
His tie stick.
His funny sticky tie stick.
And also his funny button. Hey,
Odie
button. Hello, Dynamite.
Is this me and whatnot?
No, you just did that on purpose.
Suicide caller.
Did that on purpose.
Don't encourage him, Mike.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, no one cares about Paris Hilton because she needs a boob job.
I think she'd ruin herself with a boob job.
I disagree. I like the way she pushes her little boobs in the air whenever she has her pictures
down. They're perky.
Mm-hmm.
They're small, but they're perky.
Still needs to put on some weight, though.
I bet they're very kissable. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, honey.
She does it for you, Paris Hilton?
What?
Yeah, except now I'm mad at her.
Oh.
Because she didn't do the time.
Because she got off.
That's right.
Because she got off.
She did get off.
That's your job.
Hey, what's happening?
Not a lot. When my niece was in kindergarten, the teacher asked her what a duck says, and she said Aflac. And it made the teacher laugh so hard, she sent her to the office. They laughed in the office so much, they called a meeting, and they made her say it over and over again.
And how old was she?
Well, she was in kindergarten.
Kindergarten, all right, so she's a little bit.
So it was about 5 years ago.
You know, someone told me this years ago, it's a pretty unique concept, that kids say the darndest things.
They do.
They truly do.
We all agree.
And we still tease it to this day.
I remember when I was a tad, I was tiny. I think it might have been first or second grade. And one of my teachers asked me what sound does a duck make? And I said, F you.
There were meetings.
I'm glad I made you laugh there. I really thought that was a chancy one.
Little Mike O'Mara.
All right, I love you guys.
See you later.
And I wore the same kind of hat that Jughead wore.
Oh, in
Fabric
Archie. Brown?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that Goober Pyle
wore.
Goober Pyle, that's exactly. And short pants.
And did you sew charms into it?
Did you have a little inkwell in the corner of your desk as well?
Yes, I did. And it was one of those desks that was made out of wood. It kind of had the table part of the desk facing you, tilted up, and it had an inkwell there. And I wore short pants and hard shoes.
And was it your desk, like the inside of the teacher's desk at a Christmas story?
Yes, exactly what it was like.
It had the big fake chattering teeth and a whoopee cushion.
Yeah, I was the school bully.
Everyone loved Dirty Mikey.
It was Dirty Mikey. And boy, did I get in trouble because my father was called right after I said that F you to the teacher. Sure. We were doing animal sounds. But I still thought, the gag was worth it.
Sure.
Did you get out of it by saying you'd been drinking?
No, I said that I was going to have a nervous breakdown.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Got me right out of detention.
Sure.
Hello. Good day to you, gentlemen.
Hi there. Good day. What's up?
Hey, take another listen to that Blake Lewis. Tell me if you think it's a little Porky Pig-esque.
It truly is. I think that's a good call.
Thank you. That's all.
Bye-bye.
When he gets to the singing part, it is.
God. You know, the thing is, I think the cat has some talent. Yeah. We're halfway there. We're living on a happy prayer.
And the thing is, that cat can sing just like Maroon 5.
That's what he should do.
That's what he should do.
I love that new Maroon 5 song. I'll love that for about a day until I get tired of hearing it 8 million times a day. What do you want it? What do you want it? Or alive is good.
Maybe for Christmas, you'll do Blue Christmas.
Hello. Have a blue. Don and Mike show.
Or silver.
Hey, guys, I always wanted to know whatever happened between you and Bobcat, and also,
would like a mirror, like to get in a little dark room with me? Mm-hmm.
Hey, stop it.
Nothing happened with us and Bob Goldthwait.
And we're sticking by that story.
He got not funny.
Hot to Trot, that's what happened.
Yeah, the talking horse movie.
Mm-hmm. And Shakes the Clown.
That was okay.
But really, it was the Hot to Trot movie. Yeah. He thought that was a great movie. And we did not.
I never saw Hot to Trot, did
we,
you?
No, we totally poo-pooed it based simply on the concept.
Yeah, when what was the concept? It was a talking horse?
The concept was that he had a talking horse.
Uh-huh. Mr. Ed.
He came on our show and said, we had had Bob Goldthwait on our show for about 3 years. Pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
We had him on one day and he's talking about his great new movie, Hot to Trot. As soon as he said it involved a talking horse.
That was it.
We started laughing at him.
Game over.
It was done.
Hot to Trot.
Hot to Trot, 1988, rated a bomb. And here's the caption. Goldthwait plays a semi-imbecile who gets stock tips from a whinnying pal voiced by John Candy.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a winner. How could you go wrong?
Yeah, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up? Are you there?
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
What do you have for lunch?
Yeah, rubber balls and liquor.
No. What do you really have? I'm curious.
Rubber balls and liquor.
Sandwich
from
something.
I think you got a little cream on your face. I'd love to add to it.
What? You know what? Hold on.
Come on over, big boy.
Hold on.
Is this drunk Chad?
Are you drinking again, drunk Chad?
Yep.
Good man. Good man.
Bad man, too, man.
What are you doing, drunk Chad?
He's hanging out in my driveway.
Why is he banned? Was he banned when I wasn't here?
No, before that.
He sobered up. That's
band.
Why.
Remember?
I didn't remember him being banned.
No, not
bad. I thought one day when I was in court, he called and
you told me he sobered up.
What are you, cat?
Yeah.
And then, but he fell off the wagon again and called back. So I thought his ban ended when he started drinking again.
I think the sobriety is what got him banned.
Chad, what are you drinking today?
What? Coronas and Ativan.
Oh, yeah.
So he's mixing alcohol with prescription painkillers.
Right on.
Or tranquilizers. I had to take
Effexor this morning. That's hitting pretty good, too. So.
It's like a trip to the moon, Jack.
Well, welcome back to the show, then.
No wonder you want me.
All right. A Muslim, a Jew, and a white guy are no race. Who wins?
Who?
The Jew by a nose.
You know, Chad. We only let that go because he's Chad the drunk guy.
He's right? Drunk.
Normally, we would punish someone with a joke like that.
I made that one up, though, so...
You made that joke up. Did you make it up when you were drunk or sober?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
Well, how's that Ativan working out for you?
Oh, dude, higher than a kite. I keep thinking someone else is going to come in my truck.
What is the drug that you took in the morning?
That would be a mess.
Effexor?
What is that?
Effexor.
Effexor?
What's the Effexor? It's a very powerful. Isn't that, it's prescribed for migraines, I think, and it's crazy powerful. You start slurring your speech after you take it.
Shock.
Yeah, that's for depression. And then,
are these prescribed or acquired?
Oh, they're prescribed.
Why do you have such anxiety, young man?
I don't know, man. The drinking.
All that stress. Chad, do you have a regular job?
Yeah.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a contractor.
Oh, boy. There's some unfinished business.
Not a right angle in the building.
You know, Chad, we don't understand. It's a simple remodel on the bathroom that's been almost 2 years.
Didn't you used to work landscape, Chad?
Uh-uh.
Pools? Something?
No, I remember cutting grass.
The guy that wrote Charlie Stoss with the letters
right,
was a pool guy.
I remember. What exactly, what is the kind of contracting you do, Chad?
Commercial fire protection.
What?
Commercial fire protection.
Oh, jeez.
Fire extinguishers and
alarms. This is getting better and better.
All that.
Do you drink on the job?
No.
Let's say that.
Good boy.
How come you're not working today, Chad?
I'm done.
What time did you get done?
About 10:30-ish.
10:30 in the morning?
What time did you start with the Ativan and the Coronas?
This morning.
What time this morning?
10:30. You're trying to catch me, man.
Catch you in what? A lie?
Yes.
Because I know you were drunk when you were at work today.
You can start at work.
Chad, do you work the graveyard shift? Why are you done at 10:30 in the morning?
Just random jobs.
It's random jobs. Would you have an appointment this morning and then that was it?
Mm-hmm.
Were you drunk when you were out this morning doing your work?
No.
What did you do on this call?
On what call?
This job you had this morning, what's involved in your line of work?
It was fixing a restaurant hood.
Fixing a restaurant hood? Okay.
Oh, look, Mike, you know.
A grill hood?
The Ansel system. The fire system in the...
Okay,
the
yeah. Okay. He's legit.
So what time did you start drinking today?
Just before 10:30.
Just before? Like on the way home?
So it wouldn't kick in until he was off work. And why so stressed out, Chad? And really, don't make a joke about drinking, but why so stressed out with all these prescriptions?
Bills, marriage.
Are you married?
Yeah, dude.
There's a lucky lady. Where's she at right now?
Chad, do you have any... God, I hate to ask this question. Do you have any kids?
No, no kids.
Thank God for that.
Remember, I'm sterile.
Does she know what a loser you are?
From time to time. We've been over for 6 years, though. So.
I mean, do you hide the fact from her that you drink all the time?
I fill her up usually by the time she gets home.
Good for you. I want to get back to
she likes to drink, too. So.
I want to get back to your job, Chad. How do you manage to finish at 10:30 and then not do anything else for the rest of the day except drink
and make a living?
It pays good.
What do you mean it pays good? But aren't you supposed to be kind of 9 to 5 at a job like that?
What time do you go to work?
I set my own schedule.
You set your good gig.
So you do your so you do contracting work in the early dawn hours?
Sometimes. Usually I work earlier.
What are your normal hours? What's a normal day for you?
7 to 11.
Would that be AM or PM?
AM.
7 AM to 11 AM?
Yeah, see, I can only work when a restaurant's open, before they start.
Not open, yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense. So you have to have that little window where the doors are open, but they're not really open for business yet.
Right. How many beers did you have yesterday?
I was thinking a sip. I couldn't tell you.
Sure.
How many? Over or under 10?
Well, you want to count drinks?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Over.
Over 10.
Of course. Chad, do you drink every day?
Except at the end of the month.
Except what? What was that answer?
Yeah. At the end of the month.
Why is that?
I fast.
Explain that to us.
Yeah.
I make a lemon pepper drink, and I just drink that for about 2 days.
Oh, you're tested. You must be. You're tested.
You what?
Are you being tested?
Yeah.
You make this to lose weight? Is that what you do?
No, I'm skinny. I do it just to clean up my body.
What, do you do it to detox?
Yeah.
But not for a test, just for yourself?
Yeah. I don't take any illegal drugs.
You know, even though you're drunk, Chad, you're answering all of these questions very lucidly.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you, there was a guy we used to work with named Steve Johnson, and he didn't use illegal drugs either, mm-hmm. but they used to want to test him all the time because he drank at work all the time.
That's right.
Well, to each his own.
I hope Steve is not working in the market anymore, is he?
We used to love the extra money we'd get, selling him our urine. We always wondered why Steve was the only account executive that had a freezer in his office.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did you hear that dry heave?
And a lot of times we thought it was weird he would ask Rob for his children's urine.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. But he always kept his job. He was fantastic.
Work every day.
He's like, all right, Chad.
Gotta go.
We gotta go, too.
All right, bye-bye, cute.
Bye-bye, cute.
Cute.
He's trouble, that one.
Bye!
He had to run.
Bye-bye.
He truly is trouble.
Bye-bye. Oh, you know what we never talked about there? VD.
And we never finished the story about Steve Johnson. You know, we never tied that up in a bow after he left the radio station, went out to Vegas, met a hooker, and died.
And the weird thing about VD. Steve is he didn't look like a drinker.
Not at all.
Yeah, you couldn't tell. Very high function.
Never shook.
No, not one little bit.
No. Listen, Steve was a good guy.
Great
and
guy.
was a social drinker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for Steve, everything was a social event.
That's right. Getting up in the morning was a social event.
Do you remember the high point?
Sales meetings were social.
No pun intended. The high point was when the Redskins opened their new stadium and our station had the broadcast rights and they were doing something with an ATM.
Right.
Halftime.
Where they had an ATM at halftime in the middle of the field and some schmuck fan could come down and run around and win some money.
Mm-hmm. As much money as you could withdraw, you could keep.
Right.
And it was Steve's account, bless his
heart. Got sidetracked.
And who was the guy, I know this is a random thought, but who was the guy that showed up in the limousine and popped out of the top of the limousine and said,
Paul Gorky had herpes.
I didn't know that.
As long as we're just slandering former salespeople.
I didn't hear that.
I thought I would just throw that in.
Right.
But you know.
Well, they all had herpes.
Not Ralph Renzi.
Well, he, you know.
I know.
He had the gout.
Well, if that's what we're going to go with, sure.
Yeah, stick with that. Ralph Renzi was your favorite sales guy.
Well, he was the most beautiful sales guy. And beautiful. A cunning mimic.
But, no, he did. I'm afraid to tell you, Rob. He did have herpes.
Really?
They all did.
They got it from one person?
Bad herpes.
They all got it from Earl. From when he was boning with... as I just mentioned, every single salesperson that's ever worked there.
That's right. And Michelle... but you forget who started it, David Heyman. Oh, yeah.
Riddled with herpes.
Butter.
Mm-hmm. That's what Heyman had.
Don's remembering.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm just remembering that's what David Heyman would think of in the room. It could be like the worst day, like 9/11. Seriously, on 9/11, this guy's walking around. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. You see the tapes?
Very friendly.
You see the planes? Wow, buddy. Looks like a lot of people died today, buddy.
And, you know, speaking of slander, he's the same guy that seriously injured himself lighting his farts on fire.
That's true. That is a true story.
Which was in the second part of the thing that I sent you on YouTube that you could not open.
Oh, really? Where somebody did that and they burned themselves?
You know how they... it's a thing called Four Idiots. Huh. And you know how the payoff on the first one was that old grandma that got pulled away by the dog on the collar?
Yes. Literally goes vertical.
I sent Mike some links today, and the second one of Four Idiots... as a guy sitting in a corner, and literally, he lights his ass on fire, setting his farts on fire with a lighter.
That, what people don't realize is that methane can, you know, go right to the source. Right.
The same sales guy that we're talking about now, the same guy, his farts on fire.
Did he get like a second or third degree burn?
Yes, he did.
Right. Just by pulling that prank.
Hey, buddy.
Imagine how proud he was.
This really hurts.
When he drinks, it reignites.
Hi.
And he, when you talked about it on the air, he had a tape of it that he'd bring to sales calls and play to clients. He was really proud
That's
of
how
it.
He loved
it. He would go meet a client and say, hey, buddy, buddy, you heard me on the show. This is when I set my ass on fire.
And he was another one that, one of those guys like you, Buzz, that had an afro in his earlier years.
Really? Now I never saw those pictures.
He had
really?
A big, bushy head of hair. He was a big tennis player.
Yeah,
showed pictures of that too. He was a complete stain.
A cunning athlete,
but friendly. He would actually whip out a picture like from when he was 17 of when he had been a tennis player and say,
"Look at my hair, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Friendly
hey, buddy."
Stain. Yeah, celebrity he most resembled sometimes Ned Flanders.
Yes,
without a
very
mustache.
Very much. Yeah,
without a mustache, but he had that same old hi diddly do.
He was truly hated.
He was. I think he's in the catering business.
Because he was so freaking happy.
Cheerful. Too much.
Just hated it. Hated his guts.
I like the idea of him in the catering business.
Hey, would you like some salad, buddy?
Sweating away in some kitchen somewhere.
I don't like the idea of him in the catering business.
I see him more in a tent.
Yes. Yeah, you think of the same thing I am, like the lettuce doesn't get washed?
Well, if the same guy who sets his farts on fire is now preparing food, that can't be good.
Hey, buddy. What? You have to go to Iraq? Oh, that's a bummer. What's happening, buddy?
Unfazed by any serious...
Bad, buddy. Here he is. I'm playing tennis.
Salespeople.
Okay, well, we'll break and talk about venereal disease.
Please.
Wonderful.
So the topic continues.
Will we come right back?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're looking at Adolf Hitler's personal limousine. It's roomier than Bonnie and Clyde's death car and was the first automobile to come with Farfik Nugan.
Wow, it's horrific.
There are some who say Hitler's skeleton is in the trunk. Others say just a spare tire. I'm a busy man, so I haven't checked yet.
One of these must activate the flamethrower.
Music.
You wrecked Hitler's car. What did he ever do to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Tango!
Enthusiastic and reverent, Don and Mike.
I like rape.
Oh, would you stop that?
Dear
me.
Horrible.
It's not good, is it?
horrible.
Absolutely horrible.
Horrible.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
That's using your noodle.
That's using the old noodle.
What do you expect?
Oh, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Okay, that's gay.
That's so gay.
Horrible. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to our chat show.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Let's chit.
I'm pretty good.
Chit chat.
I was just calling to let you know that Paris Hilton got out of jail because she had acute vaginitis.
Rob liked it.
Yeah.
Cute. It's adorable.
Rob okay, thought now, you were adorable.
That was funny. No. Acute.
Acute. Adorable. Oh, okay.
That's acute.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how the hell are you guys?
Very well. How are you? Dallas Lewis, Blake Lewis's dad.
The Lewis family.
Hey, Buzz, what's your take on this Paris Hilton?
I'm surprised. Yeah, I just can't stop looking at her.
That mini skirted Paris Hilton.
Sure was sexy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes, it would be you.
I got a drive-thru window. How may we serve you?
Hey, listen, I wanted to give you guys a good link for YouTube. You'll probably have to listen to it off the air, though.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Andy.
Bye-bye. I don't hear it.
I don't hear a thing. Didn't work. And like that, he's gone.
I didn't hear that link. Hello. Donna, my show. The only link I want to hear from is Link from the Mod Squad.
Oh, fantastic. What was the name of the actor that played Link?
Somebody the Third.
Clarence Williams the Third.
Clarence Williams the Third. Thank you, Buzz.
And Peggy Lipton.
Married to Quincy Jones. And the third guy was Michael Cole.
Michael Cole.
And Tig Andrews was the cop.
Yep. The Mod Squad.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Quinn Martin.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, when you guys were talking about the sales guys, they were like bleeping the names out. They were cutting it all up when you were talking.
Well, you know who we meant.
Jesus Christ.
Why are they doing that?
He would start to say their first name, and then you could he'd hear it like bleep out, and you wouldn't hear anything else, and then it would pick up again.
You know, I thought I heard when you went to break at the end there that they had dumped something out. I wasn't sure why.
We have always talked about these salespeople. Their stories are on our best of tapes forever.
They're the fabric of our lives
forever.
What's wrong with people?
Who do I talk to about a dumb button problem? Being as John's not here today.
Call CK, or we can call our board op.
Who's our board op?
Eric is there today.
What's the phone number there?
Eric.
Is it 555 all the hits all the time?
I got it for you right
here. I don't know. Would you dial him up? No. Get him on the phone.
Ring him up.
Oh, thank you. I'll dial it.
Calling the central command.
I mean, I understand.
Of the radio station.
I understand if they're going to take out nasty words.
Uh-huh. I'm going to guess fear of lawsuits, but I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Is Eric?
This is Eric.
Eric.
Eric, did somebody tell you to do that?
Yes, they did.
Who told you?
That would be CK.
Oh, CK did.
Is CK around?
He is, I think he's in his office.
Would you? Okay. Why could you put us through?
Okay, hold on a second.
Please connect us.
All right.
One moment, please.
You know, I mean, I like CK fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a ball boy managing the team. Seriously. Dude, you got so many things to worry about on that station.
Well, maybe we'll get an explanation.
Were you worried about...
That's what we're looking for.
Worried about us talking about Steve Johnson? You know, why don't you worry about something after it happens, not before it happens?
Mm-hmm.
For God's sakes, we're talking about people we've talked about for years on this show.
They know we're just poking fun.
In some cases.
Well, the Handline story was true.
That's right, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy. Hey, buddy. So what did we say? One of them drinks.
Well, yes, then we were...
Hello. Apparently he is not back in his office. He was just there a second ago.
All right, well, listen. Disregard what he's telling you.
Seriously, dude.
Seriously, dude. He's telling you what? Exactly why did he say to delete out that last segment?
Just the names.
Why?
Why?
Nobody helped him. Why?
He told me to we didn't want to be talking about him like that.
Wait, that's what he said?
That's what he said. That would be the not good to put their names out there.
I mean, I'm glad you're the guy on the button. I'm glad that you're the guy, whoever you are, Eric, with his finger on the button.
All right, well, have CK give us a call, will you?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I've got his cell.
Okay. Give him a call. Just so we can get a... I mean, that was not the kind of answer
you weren't expecting.
You know.
Yeah. Not in the least.
Do, 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 do.
God damn, why such a nervous Nelly? Jesus Christ.
These are old friends.
Christ, we can't talk about our friends.
They're our friends.
Who
seriously.
Can we talk about?
You're taking away all of our fun.
We're sorry.
He moves first.
You must be sorry.
Dial
1.
No, 1-3-0-1. Dude,
just have a little fun, folks. Just trying to have a little fun.
And like I said, this is not indecent. Jesus Christ.
No,
it is not.
If they're going to start worrying about us offending people
that we work with,
time to pack up.
I'm tired with WJFK. I can't answer my phone right now, but please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as.
Stain. Billy heroin user.
We kid. We kid because we love.
Yeah, right. you know, they're really behind you, aren't they?
Oh, 1,000%.
I'd call Hughes. Except he's on vacation.
First vacation in a year.
Holiday.
He needs it. On holiday.
We wouldn't dare interrupt him during his...
You know he'll pick up. You know he will.
The man needs his rest. We respect that.
What is
absolutely.
A retreat?
It's a retreat.
Calling Michael Hughes. On vacation.
Sounds like the Bahamas.
Sounds far away, doesn't it?
Maybe he's at a Kinko's doing his resume.
This is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call.
Oh, thanks. He's really vacationing.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now.
No, thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
These are our friends.
Yes, we're joking.
These are our friends, and you have no right to just arbitrarily decide what is sacred and what is not sacred.
Right.
We're speaking about people that we know personally.
Yes, they know we're kidding. They know we're joking. And just plain killer. You know? We know about that. He was a professional killer.
With his hands.
Trained. With his bare hands. Never used a weapon.
Never used a weapon.
Never used a weapon. Always used his bare hands. Was a master of the neck snap.
How's your vacation going, Michael?
It's not a mic, incidentally. How's everything? How's every little thing?
Just so you know, we found out that we were just talking about some former station employees.
In fun.
Some salespeople, some friends of ours. And we found out that your brand new Nazi program director is ordering them to delete out names.
Very frustrating.
Oh, and also, P.S. Miss you.
Miss you.
Okay, this is your BFF, Don.
Please bring us back something from King's Dominion.
And that's your BFF, Mike.
Hello.
Bye-bye. LOL, ROFL. Bye-bye. Michael Hughes.
Nobody will know who we're talking about. Jeepers, creepers. You know something? We ought to probably talk about the fact that we've got all our salespeople will be like Reservoir Dogs. Mr. Orange, Mr. Brown. Mr. Green.
When I had lunch with Dan Mason, the new president of CBS, a couple of weeks ago,
amazing.
Right
good.
At the table, right by the bread.
Well, otherwise, the track's showing your arm.
Did everybody stare?
Yeah.
Did they stare?
Yeah. And he turned around and he said, don't worry. I'm Dan Mason from CBS Radio.
President.
I'm a public person.
Well, feet. Between the toes. It was wonderful. If you can't joke about the people you work with, what can you do?
And then when he got shooting the heroin between his toes, he said, whatever happened to that drunk sales guy, Steve?
And that herpes outbreak.
From David.
That ravaged the whole station.
And look at me now, neutered like the pussy I am, not saying the last name. David. David Heinlein.
You didn't say anything regarding him.
Hey, buddy. Herpes.
Please, come on.
It's a little joke. Life is too short, you stupid MFers. And I'm talking to the stupid MFers back at the station.
Right. Life's a big bowl of cherries.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
Please don't make it.
How come they never worry that we're going to sue them for effing our show up continually?
I bet we'd find a lawyer to take that. Who do you want to get?
Damn,
I wish Johnny Cochran was still alive.
Mm-hmm. I wake up every day and say that. Just on general principles.
Each and every day.
Mr. Johnny.
I know who we can get.
He's alive through his TV ads, though, Mike. Mm-hmm.
I know who we can get.
Name him. Teddy Crane.
This is long and hard.
Hold on a second. That's long and hard. You know, the tapes all move around all the time. As soon as I learn a place for it.
Teddy Crane.
There it goes. It's moved somewhere else.
There's Teddy Crane.
All right. Well, let's break. And then we'll talk about VD.
While we're doing the commercials, Rob, get me J.P. Flame Esquire on the line. We need to talk to an attorney.
He has crabs, though. You don't want to talk to him.
Well, he can relate to the situation.
He's got crabs. Stop screwing up the show! Bill O'Reilly's got the hippie.
Yeah, absolutely.
I ain't saying nothing.
No.
And he got it from our engineer.
And you know something? If he's got
it.
And if he's got it, we've all got it.
Forget it. Shut the place down.
Come on.
Bulldozer City.
Right.
All right. Well, as you heard, they're looking out for you around here.
I hope you're enjoying the portions of the program you can hear today, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't forget our new book, Culture Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And who's looking out for your kids?
I'm sorry. That's you mispronounced it. That's Culture Sores.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hope those working at Fear and Paranoia don't delete this out, because it has a former employee's name in it.
Uh-oh.
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that's certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
I will try to help you. Don't go to hell. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Fear and paranoia. Those are the new bywords for CBS, I guess, at least as far as our show is concerned.
Yeah, but they're in Latin, and it's on the new logo.
Because as you know, Mike, you and I have just gotten into radio.
Yes.
And we really don't know how it works.
Right.
And we are just absolute loose cannons. I mean, it's not like you and I have been working together over 22 years together.
You could do anything. Beware.
We could go crazy at any moment.
Right.
You know what I mean. You know, like put the entire empire in some kind of peril.
By talking about a salesperson that used to work with us. That actually, if we saw on the street, we'd gladly walk up to and give a hug to.
That I had, when I sat and thought about it, I thought, all of the people that we had talked about have been to my house socially.
Yeah.
Friends with the show. I mean, like, literally. At what point, if I'm telling a story, for instance, about, I'll throw out a name, a good friend of mine I mentioned quite a few times, Scott Shannon.
Right.
If I throw out a story about Super Shan,
mm-hmm. right,
is somebody back in Fairfax on the delay button going to hit the delay because they think that I might say something about this guy?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, maybe.
No, I mean, it's...
We need some answers on that one. That's not in the rule book. That's not in the playbook.
No, that is...
And if it's just a little paranoia and a little fear...
That's,
you know,
exactly what it is.
We know what we're doing.
I mean, we know the dirty words that we can't say.
Right.
We know even the shortcuts to the dirty words
mm-hmm.
that we can't say. We know all of the phone rules that we can't say.
Right.
We know,
you know.
The stuff about race and sex that we can get. We know how far we can get into it. Please, you've already effed up the show enough.
Right.
You know, we'd like to just work out our time here and have the laugh however long it is. Be nice.
Yes, be nice to us.
Let us. We want it to be a nice time. A
little respect.
Don't delete out if we're talking about people that we know who are friends of ours.
People that if they were listening would know that we're joking. That's what should count.
Love to be kidded by the show. Loved it.
Christ. Well, yeah, not necessarily love it, Buzz.
Well,
but,
hold
you
on.
Know.
In the case mentioned, to this day, he carries around a tape or a disc in his car that he plays to clients.
He's a fun guy, and he's a friend of this show.
He says, you may have heard about me on Don and Mike's show.
Right.
Here's the tape of when I set my butt on fire.
Exactly.
Do you think he's concerned today?
I don't think so, one little bit.
And if any of those people were concerned, they would do what friends do. They would call me home,
right,
or they would call Micah.
Please, exactly.
We don't need the people at the station making arbitrary decisions about what needs to be on the air and what doesn't need to be on the air if it has nothing to do with being legal, illegal, dirty, clean. Jesus Christ, what is next?
Yeah. I mean, you've taken a lot away. Please don't take any more away. Especially when it's, as you use the word, arbitrary. You know, that doesn't work.
Because you know what it is? I know exactly what it is. It's the fact that the general manager's out of town.
Right.
CK, who's the acting program director, is getting ready to pack his bag and walk out for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Hears that and immediately thinks, oh, my God, because he's an idiot. Don and Mike, this is the first day ever broadcasting, and they may say something that's awful. Delete that out!
Beware. Warning, Will Robinson.
Because all he's worried about is covering his ass. Which is why he is full of fear and paranoia.
There's no need for fear and paranoia on the subject matter we were discussing. We were joking. Everybody listening knows we were joking. The people we were joking about knows we were joking. If we can't joke about anything, why are we here?
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not to get real heavy, right, but seriously, folks, I mean, this is a first for us.
Yeah.
They're now editing our conversations about things that happened in the past, real-life stories, and then us just goofing about people we know who are not strangers not only to us, but to people who listen to our show.
And the people making these decisions don't know, in many cases, the people we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they know one or two. They don't know all of them.
Just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it just disgusts me. It's everything that's wrong with radio now. I mean, that's where we are now. Oh, my God. Don and Mike are talking about some people that we don't know really who they are. Delete it out. Just be safe. Delete it out.
No, you delete out the stuff where the bad words are said. We know that. We know that rule. That's been explained to us. Not content. And, that, you know, there's a little thing called a contract that has that in there, too. I think we got to look at that.
For goodness sakes. You know, one of these days, we should seriously sue their ass for just, I know I've said this before, I'm sorry, for just effing with the show, for effing with the state of radio, not just with us, with everybody.
Class action suit with all the people that do what we do.
This is learned behavior now from these management guys at CBS.
Right.
They all go away on their seminars, and King Dan sits there and shoots heroin between his big hairy toes and tells them all to operate on two principles, fear and paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the thought of Dan Mason sitting there with his big hairy toes.
I don't know him as well as you do.
Shooting up.
Do you think he'll like that joke?
See, he will have no problem.
Right, exactly.
Because everybody knows he's into crack. Not into heroin, Mike. Absolutely not.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going today?
Hey, what's up?
I do have a comment about what you're talking about, but please don't hang up after I say it, because I do have a question unrelated to it. My comment is...
Why would we hang up then?
Well, because sometimes you get going on a tangent, and then I want to make...
Yeah, sorry.
What a shame. We avoided that problem.
You know, that's almost like saying to someone, you're going to slam the door in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say what I want to say first.
Yeah. Or like if you're standing there and you got a gun pointed at somebody and said, listen, don't shoot me. Boom.
Don't take offense.
Right.
But
take this in the spirit in which it's offered.
I was being honest.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Boom.
I'll do it.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Hi.
It just might be my little brain, but you guys are still being chopped up. When you came back from the break, after you guys played the clip,
it got chopped into Dude Walker, and then right now when you first said Steve Johnson, it got chopped too.
Are they still editing that? I mean, are
yes. You're still being chopped.
What are they editing out now? What have we said now?
Well, we said the same thing we were saying before.
Right.
We said that once. That might have been chopped out.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
We have to have a chat with the powers that be.
What's the number of the board guy?
Powers Booth.
That guy, for goodness sake.
Eric.
Got his number. Thank you, Robbie. Oops, I'm sorry. Hold on, let me try that again.
It's all sixes.
666-666-666-666.
Because I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes our listeners say things are being dumped out, and
right,
they aren't.
Right.
We'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of this, Pee Wee Herman.
Hey, dude, are you still dumping?
I haven't dumped since the first segment.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was a guy that wanted to stir yeah, things up. And we didn't fall for that one.
Hello, Don. Uh-huh. Don and Mike. Hello.
Have you heard the one about the three Canadian hunters?
Three Canadian hunters? Get out of here.
I'm their litigator, and I want to speak with you.
Yeah, that's right. Lawyers representing the subjects of jokes now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ronaldo y Miguel, donde está Basilo? Here's his conquistador.
Donde está Basilo?
Basilo is cinnamon ring. Lo quiero mucho.
Casa de Pepe.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Thank you, Andy.
Hello. Hello.
Turn the radio down.
God, please. Stop it.
It's the Belcher calling.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I hear breathing. Is you? Is it you?
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
You guys are not being chopped.
We just found that out. Thank Why you. Did it take you so long to know that you were on the air?
I'm terribly sorry.
I think we just got hit by a pitch. Yeah, seriously. And
going back to the box score now?
And I think we're like...
Let's check back in at the bottom of the second inning.
Who's that Red Sox guy, Mike, that got popped in the head back in the 60s?
Back in the 60s, Tony C. Tony Conigliaro.
That's us.
Yeah, we got that big, bulging blue eye now.
Right now.
It's terrible. And Don is going to end our careers because we got hit in the head.
Tony C.
Got hit in the head. Fortunately, we'll be without lead.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'd like to tell Don and Mike a joke.
No, we don't want to. Absolutely not. We're talking about jokes. We're not saying jokes.
Thank you.
Telling jokes.
Very much.
Saying jokes.
Hello.
Can I say you a joke?
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm jumping.
Home run, Mike.
That's it. We have our first run at the bottom of the second.
Four bagger.
Lister one, Don and Mike nothing.
It's a four bagger.
Oh, did you see that on Letterman when he was talking about A-Rod, too? Oh, the last thing they said about A-Rod, touch them all.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, that Erica, he dumped something when you came back from break. Either that or something happened with the radio.
It might have sounded like that. You might be interpreting it.
It may have sounded. I take him at his word.
We all take him at his word.
You know, that does happen. Sometimes you people, you're vigilante justice.
Ah, yes. They all like a good hanging.
God, we love you people when you ride into town on horseback, all of you with your pieces of wood on
pitch
fire.
Pitchforks and machetes.
That's right, torches.
Meanwhile, the board op is up there in the middle of the castle going,
Rapunzel.
Let down your hair. But it's curly hair.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, fellas.
Still.
Rapunzel's pubes.
That's probably getting deleted.
No, that's
right. Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Only if we put a name on it.
Right.
Like Michelle's pubes.
That's gone.
I could be talking about Michelle Pfeiffer, Mike.
You could. Right. Absolutely. I probably saw the light of day. I'm not going to start thinking about that.
No, you can't.
How's it going, fellas?
Because I will obsess on it.
You know, speaking of light of day, you know who gives me the most? Like Michelle Manti. I'd like to say hi to her.
A wonderful lady.
One of our favorite salespeople who still works at the station.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
Hello, Michelle.
And I believe
how's it going, fellas?
Has been pregnant, I think, for 67 consecutive weeks.
Now that's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
How's it going for you, sir?
She's pretty good.
She is disease-free.
Yes, amen.
Except she's crazy as a loon. She really is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
She's nutty as a fruitcake.
She's what we call a flake.
We love that about
Timothy, Madre, Carla, and Ejanet.
He just said something about our girlfriend.
He did indeed. Something about mother.
Yes.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I heard
show.
Madre.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello, Donna Mike. I got a question for you, Don.
Yes?
Are you going to have a bet with Robert, the angry mailman, on the basketball team?
I have a question for you before Don answers that, sir. Will you be attending the Truman Capote Soundalike contest this year?
Hell no.
Just curious.
Think about it.
I'm curious. Hey. No, I had a bet with Robert already. He's coming over to watch the finals next week at my house.
How about if the one that loses dresses up like Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Mike, sadly, as we have come back in this game, the umps have just looked at the tape, and that home run has been called foul.
Yeah, they've taken the run off the board.
The first time ever instant replay has been used in Major League Baseball.
Based on this individual calling the show and sitting in a corner eating bugs.
But we can all agree on one thing. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is a great motion picture.
Yes.
Hello, Dynamite.
In a strange way, that was a frightening call.
Huh? Hey, what's up? Hello.
It's you.
Go Red Sox!
Oh, we need that now. Yes, I believe 6 out of 7 losses for the hometown team.
Matt Damon calling.
You know, maybe it was Matt Damon.
Was that a strike or a hit?
That was an out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How unfortunate.
Hello.
Call me when they're winning.
Hello.
Asshat.
Mike, I meant that call.
That call?
Was that call a strike, an out?
That call was an out.
Okay.
That call, because even go Red Sox when they're losing like they are right now, not good for me.
Gotcha.
Very bad karma.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, guys, it could be worse. You could be on Washington Post Radio.
That's.
I'm sorry, I do have to laugh at that.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about that today in the Post. This guy, Paul Fari, we've had him on our show before. As far as these Post reporters go, he's less stinky than the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote something today that can't play too well in the Washington Post about how they took over a couple of radio stations here in D.C., and they're all absolutely down the crapper. The only exception being, I think, like Tony Kornheiser has a one share in the morning, but they were writing that Tony Kornheiser is going to be leaving to go do Monday Night Football.
Right.
So the guy, David Byrd, his new shift will be from 5:30. Hold on. It's a 7-hour shift every day.
Wow.
So it's 5:30 to 8:30, and 8:30 to 12:30. He does a 7-hour shift every day starting in August.
Oh, my God.
When Tony Kornheiser goes to Monday Night Football.
And that's talk, right?
Yeah.
I want to thank you.
Yeah, that format's got a lot of chance of surviving on that frequency.
I'd like to thank everybody that called in.
When the one thing you've got is the old bald guy, who almost pulls a one share,
right?
But now he's going to be gone for the next 8 months because of a football commitment.
We say buena suerte, Señor Tony.
But I read, because they're smart, they're still going to call it the Tony Kornheiser show.
Yeah.
So the guy's pulling a 7-hour shift, and he's not even going to get the credit for the show.
Right.
Poor son of a bitch.
That's like saying to the junkies, we're still going to call it the Howard Stern show.
Exactly. That is so radio. Well, there's a little bit of it everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, Nicebird calling himself Tony Kornheiser on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the first 3 hours of the show, he could say, hey, it's Tony Kornheiser.
7 hours.
That's a lot.
Ouch. God.
That's not even a third of the day.
I can't wait. You tune in for that last half hour. Hear that energy level.
Hello. It'd be fuzzy.
Okay, it's 16 minutes before
the
hour.
I turn on the first. Can you imagine signing on?
Yeah.
Well, it's 5:30 a.m. I'll be here with you past lunch.
Good morning, everyone. Let's get ready for the Marine Corps Marathon.
We are sympathetic.
We are sympathetic. He'll sound like that guy.
He will.
I mean, David Byrd doesn't sound like that, but he'll sound like that by the end.
You are the douchebag, Kornheiser. It's 11:48. And we are sympathetic.
It's the Tony Kornheiser show. Tony's not been here for 6 months.
This is David Byrd in my sixth hour of broadcasting today.
You are the douchebag.
Doing a telethon every day.
Oh, my God.
That cannot suck enough.
Welcome to the morning marathon. How's everybody doing?
Good news, you're doing morning drive. Here's the bad news. It's 7 hours every day.
Right. This is David Byrd.
Oh, and also...
doing the same shift that they would get at an airplane factory.
And also, David, you don't get to say your name. Say Tony's name all the time.
Welcome to the... You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show. And 7 hours of me. Jesus, I'm pathetic.
You're the douchebag.
God.
On our line now is David Hayline.
Oh, there goes the dumb button again.
David...
I'm changing my name. I will now be no longer be known as David Byrd. I will now be known as David Burnt. David Burnt out.
And I know that we got some badass publicity pictures out there, but poor Tony Kornheiser really needs to get a better picture for them to put in the newspaper.
Or just get some of that makeup for Monday Night Football and cover the spots on your head.
It won't help.
Really, just paint over the spots on your head.
They don't need a photographer, they need a painter.
God.
Not enough paint for the old man, Mike.
I really think just get some flesh-colored, you know, latex goo and put it on the top of your head.
You know, I don't know if we've ever discussed, oh, we should really should break, but I can do this in less than a minute. The sweetheart deal that Tony Kornheiser got, and don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of Tony Kornheiser.
I do wish he would kick a little more ass on Monday Night Football.
I think
we have to say that to be fair, because we really gave him a free pass when he signed on, because I thought it was going to be incredible.
His written word is funny beyond belief. Mm-hmm. He's great on the radio. He's great on TV. But listen to this deal he gets, because he's an old curmudgeon guy. He's got a deal to do radio for like 4 months a year when he's not doing Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
So the Washington Post buys these radio stations, or leases them out, or whatever they're doing.
Some deal.
And they say to him, you're the only guy that we can have. And he says, I can only do it for 4 months a year. Plus, I know morning radio starts at 6 a.m., but I'd really like to start my show at 8:30. And incidentally, I really only want to do 2 hours. So I'll do from 8:30 till 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can take those 2 hours and rerun them every day.
That's the deal.
From 10:30 till 12:30.
He wrote his own ticket.
And incidentally, I'm gone in August.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like David Byrd to come in and do a 7-hour shift.
Now, where's my $1 million?
Thank you.
That's the deal.
And don't paint my head. Do not paint my head.
Don't paint it.
And you want to talk about the advertising that guy gets.
Oh,
I mean, a massive ad almost every day in the Washington
Every day
Post.
In the Post. Yeah. Plus, they put the picture of him and Mike Wilbon as well with their talking points.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is out there. If the radio station wasn't so screwed up, he might actually get some ratings.
But then I read that it was, because he's like super gay about journalism, the way that I am about radio, that he only did it because Ben Bradley asked him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm, okay.
I guess so.
Well.
Who listens to an old fart like that?
Hey, I want to get in there and do it. I want to get in and fight.
I mean, would you picture you talking to Jason Robards and all the president's men?
I want you to do that, Kornheiser.
It's a 2-hour shift. You got it.
Kornheiser, get in there. Yeah, no problem. We want you. You're our guy.
Get me David Byrd. He'll work 7 hours.
Morning.
Very
Oh, yeah. I need some dumbass to run this into the ground. Where's Jim Farley from WTOP? Did you see his name in that article today,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, of course.
As he starts to distance
Could he ever be in an article about those radio stations without his fat name being in there?
Well, it's his big fat hands all over it. And now he's trying to distance himself from the mess.
Go, there goes the dump button again.
And we will talk about ZD finally.
Oh, very good.
When we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come in,
come in. Hey, Grandma, I brought an old bunny rabbit for you to have.
Rabbit?
Hey, Grandma, you almost forgot. Grandma, what big eyes you got?
Yeah, I know. All right. Big eyes. Yeah, I know. Come on.
Caution. Retards in area.
Yay!
The Don and Mike Show.
He's mentally retarded.
Love is a burning thing.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what?
I had a dream last night. This is long and hard and tough. And God bless you.
So good.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah. Well, you know, today is June 7th. I've known that all day.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been Frida's 52nd birthday.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's, you take a second out just to think about Frida.
Very good.
I miss her every day. I know she's looking down on Bart and I and Janet and everybody else. So,
mm-hmm.
Miss Frida.
Wow.
Let me see. We'll put this on our webpage. This will not make you happy. This will make me very happy. Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal.
I always get that wrong. Thank you, Buzz.
She's, who is she?
Jake's sister?
She's, you'll know her face.
All right.
She's a pretty actress.
Yeah.
She's been breastfeeding in public constantly.
Right.
And today we got perhaps the most explicit photo that we'll put at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Wow.
Of her just sitting with her shirt wide open. And the baby's mouth right where the milk comes out.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
He seems to have a pretty good grip on things.
That's a heck of a photograph right there.
Yeah.
Pretty
yes,
good.
The circle of life.
All right.
The circle of life.
We'll have that on the website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Wow.
Buzz will have more about Paris Hilton, I'm sure, in the news here.
Yep.
TMZ says that she did have her no-no check when she went in.
Huh. Well, it's all moot now because nobody's going to check her no-no in her house.
They say that they checked her out, that they did give her the cavity search, and she did take a shower after the third day.
Oh, she did?
She did take a shower.
And she didn't, and is the latest that she didn't have a rash, that's not why she got discharged?
I mean, she may have had a rash, but they're blaming it on psychological problems.
Yeah, she was on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
And also from TMZ, there's a report out that's just come over in the last hour or so that they have a camera phone film of Mel Gibson going to an AA meeting drunk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, something to look forward to for tomorrow.
Let me see. When Mel walked in, he falls over a row of chairs.
Oh, no.
He's falling, tripping, falling off balance. He didn't apologize. He just sat there.
He went to an AA meeting drunk?
Drunk.
Wow. I'm sure it's happened before.
And, one other thing I wanted to mention to you, Mike. Steve Martin is writing a book about his life.
How I stopped being funny.
Steve Martin says, like Chevy Chase, he was beaten as a child.
Oh, wow. It's a contest. Really?
Yeah.
They had that. Well, when is Robin Williams going to come out with his revelation?
Let me see.
This is a new trend we're seeing with comedians being beaten. Yeah.
Steve Martin said it started when he was 9 and went until he was in his 30s.
Do you think that they were beaten because they were smartasses?
He says, my dad said something to me, and I said, what? He said, you heard me. Pulled his belt out. The next day I was covered in welts and had to wear long pants.
That's just not right.
So now Steve Martin is saying he was beaten as well when he was a child.
Wow.
Just like Chevy Chase.
He goes on to say his father beat him again after he saw Shop Girl.
That was a horrible movie.
Oh, come on. That was even current.
He was beaten by his father, Billy. A very violent man.
Yes,
very violent man.
The late great BM. All right, on to VD.
Okay, you've been teasing this for a while.
Yeah, it is one of those instructional videos from the late 50s.
Very good.
For our guys in the Army about the dangers of VD.
Yes. Are we going to hear an announcer like that, I hope?
Now that I hear this music, I'm pretty sure we will, Mike.
You're looking at a really happy mister.
There he is.
This is Corporal Baker. Home on his first furlough in over a year.
Yeah.
He's a smart, clean-cut guy, and he's a good soldier. He's going to enjoy these days with his family.
He's the best so far.
Right now, it's a good, warm feeling walking down Main Street.
And you should see the video that accompanies this. It's late 50s.
Yeah.
A guy who looks like he was on the Gomer Pyle show.
Right.
Walking around in his dress uniform.
And he's a good soldier. Yes, sirree. We're one of those announcers where we all talk like that.
Good about himself.
Exchanging nods and handshakes with the people who have known him since he was a kid. banker would never get by without a visit to the old drugstore. For a Coke and a little chatter with anyone who might be around.
Yeah.
Just like the days before he went in the Army.
You got to give it a second to get into the VD.
I just like the announcer. I can listen to him all night.
Sleeping late. No details. No formations.
They would get all these GIs together and show them these movies in tents.
Yeah, but he's hiding a secret.
He knows. What's this?
And this is where the narrator just does everything, and the guy's pantomiming his way through the movie.
When he says, what's this? The guy gets the big bug eyes.
Oh, is he seeing the condom display?
It's the same technique as silent movies. That's how they made them so cheap. They would just shoot the guy without any audio. And
of course, if it's back in this day, he doesn't see a condom display because they were behind the counter.
Right.
True.
Or it may not even be a condom, Mike.
Let's wait and see what happens here.
Now, this looks like a girl a man could go for.
He's looking at a ship.
Not just for fun, but for keeps.
Yeah. Not just a girl you just bang one night and throw her out.
Right.
This one keeper.
Looks like a giant keeper.
For keeps.
Yeah, boy, she looks great. What a great rack.
You could get to talk to her. Well, he could. It wasn't hard. Because she wanted a straw, and it happened they were right in front of him. And that's the way it all started.
D.D.
Hold on a second. Isn't that Maggie Gyllenhaal over there? She looks to be breastfeeding.
That's a hot picture, Daddy.
Wow. I keep looking at it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's hard to take your eyes off.
Right, mommy.
Pulls you right in.
Mike, focus on VD. Stop looking at that woman breastfeeding her child.
Yeah, but you look at their head. You look at her face.
Yeah, well, you don't have to face. Are you talking about the baby or there were...
A recent survey proved you wrong.
Or the woman.
It's a nice beginning, but it was only the beginning. She put the finishing touch to Baker's furlough and made it wonderful.
Oh, do you think she gave him VD?
She put the finishing touch to his furlough. Of course she's the culprit.
She was all that a man dreams about.
That's right.
Gentle and clean.
Beth Ann McBride.
Did he say gentle and clean?
Yes, he did.
All that a man dreams about, gentle and clean.
She liked the simple things. Baker did, too. She didn't drink. She didn't like juke joints. She lived in the next block. Her mother and father were good people.
Just has VD all over.
Unfortunately, she did it with every soldier that came off the train.
She talked soft. She seemed well-educated, like Baker. He enjoyed every moment they spent together.
He was a fabulous boy. That Baker.
Baker.
Fabulous Baker boys.
Art Baker.
You can't blame Baker for enjoying those moments, especially since she loved him. She told him so.
She lied.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this is the bad music.
It was a wonderful furlough. And it was tough it ever had to end.
Then the itching began.
You know how the Army is about those things.
Yeah.
They were going to write each other often, though. And that would take some of the edge off being apart.
Speaking of taking the edge off.
Lucky, Corporal Baker.
Dear honey.
When does he find out he's got the VD?
Sit there and dream about the 10 days you had in heaven. Because in a few hours, you're going to find out just what sort of a furlough you really
had. Oh, yeah. Finally getting somewhere.
Yes, sirree.
For Baker.
You want to know what kind of furlough you really had, dumbass?
Baker. This is like pre-VD music.
It's sure. That's like Looney Tunes.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Hey, you got VD.
Yeah, 10 wonderful days in heaven.
Get gonorrhea, Baker. Gonorrhea? I don't know how.
I do. You had a dirty woman.
No, sir. You had a dirty woman.
You know.
Woman. You had a dirty woman.
You had a dirty woman.
You have gonorrhea, Baker.
I got to back that up.
I'm real sorry. Yes, 10 days in heaven.
You had a dirty woman.
Want to know what kind of furlough you really had, fat ass?
Gonorrhea, Baker. Gonorrhea? Why, I don't know how.
I do. You had a dirty woman.
Oh, sir, drove back home. She wasn't any prostitute.
Have you known her long?
I met her the day I got home, sir.
On the street or in a bar?
I don't mess around with streetwalks. I met her in the drugstore.
Was she a pickup?
No, sir. I just met her, that's all.
And you had her that night?
You no, had sir. Her?
The next night.
And you didn't use her rubber?
Clearly.
Was she a picker?
Is he talking like somebody who picks things?
I don't know what that means.
What the hell is he talking about? It's the 1950s.
She was afraid of them, sir.
Or a pro kid.
Oh, she was afraid of rubbers.
No, sir.
And you didn't go to a pro station? That's true. She was filthy and diseased.
When you touched her, she was filthy and
filthy
diseased.
Filthy and diseased.
Right.
I'm going to make a note to pick this up tomorrow.
Yes, yes, please yes, do.
I look at this. There are still 13 minutes of DD goodness to go.
We need time for that.
This is one of our best 1950s tapes ever.
She's filthy and diseased. Mm-hmm. You had a dirty woman, Baker.
That's it. You had a dirty woman.
Perfect. Poor Baker.
You had a dirty woman.
Yes, Baker.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Stinky McStink face!
All right, well, we will get right back into lots of VD tomorrow.
Good. Yeah. You want to know what kind of furlough you really had, huh, Baker?
You are with a dirty woman.
She's filthy and diseased.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
I always get that wrong.
Yes, there's your picture. Enjoy that on your furlough.
The inside was where the dirty was.
Hi, everybody. This is the...
On the inside. She's filthy and diseased.
All right, we'll come back with Buzz's Look at the World.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Are you still on your funny tie stick?
I think so.
Better stay away from that Buzz Burbank.
We'll look out for the for a good newscast coming up then.
Yeah. Filthy and diseased.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Consummate, unprofessional, Don and Mike.
Nice. Is everybody happy? Oh,
you you got that DD from a dirty woman.
A dirty woman, she's filthy and diseased. On the inside.
On the inside. And we're just getting to the good part.
Yeah.
Now here's news with our friend Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. As a breathless nation awaits news about Paris Hilton, we have a little, like why she was let out of jail. It is allegedly because of psychological problems. The decision was left up to the L.A. County Sheriff's Office.
Listen to this crazy broad on Fox News.
Yes.
Listen to her energy level when this came over the news at 10 o'clock.
Insane.
Listen to this.
It is a great day in America if your name is Paris Hilton or you are an illegal alien. And today, we'll tell you why. Good morning. You heard it right. From the big house to house arrest. Paris Hilton out of the slammer after just a little more than 3 days behind bars.
Oh.
But they're going to count it as 5. She's been reassigned to 40 days under house arrest.
Thanks to
some sort of late night backroom deal between her attorneys and the L.A. County Sheriff. Casey Stiegel is live in L.A. to explain.
Oh, my God.
How much does she want to be a dude?
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Somebody give me a C. How many years ago do you think it was that she was hot? Because, you know, I can see it. Her name is Eva something?
Edie.
And when you look
Edie's
at her...
Edie's Grand Ice Cream.
Yeah, slow-churned Edie.
I sure which, like some.
You look at her, and she's not all that bad-looking now, but she is really close to being
I know who it is. She used to be on that morning show with Steve Doocy.
Oh, it's that one?
Fox
yeah.
She was oh, she's the loud, dumb one.
Was she a friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
a
loud
fox.
And dumb.
Certainly not a fox.
Loud
boy,
and
she
dumb.
Been, like, screaming at it's a great day to be an illegal alien or Paris Hilton.
Fair and balanced. If you were already upset that Paris is out of jail this soon, then you're going to hate this.
What?
There are no restrictions on visitors or alcohol during her 40 days remaining of home detention.
Yeah, it'll be a party.
How does that happen? Seriously.
I don't know how that part happens, but I do know that I've heard, at least, that one of the reasons the sheriff's office let her go is because it was just more trouble than it was worth. They didn't want to deal with it. The L.A. city attorney is very upset about this. He says nobody checked with him. If he'd known anything about it, he would have taken legal moves to stop it. And he's still looking into ways to turn this around.
You know what that means? that means if you let her go to work, that Don and I have been under house arrest for about the past 10 years.
I think really, I'd love to see, wouldn't that be great if they brought her back in?
They're not going to.
No.
She's already out.
She's out.
You can't unring a bell.
I guess so.
I mean,
and that's why it happened at 2 o'clock in the morning, because they didn't want the city attorney to find out about it.
Obviously, yeah. And he's not happy now, so we'll see what he can or can't do.
So the story is still that she couldn't handle it, that she flipped out.
You know, and she's used this before. There was one occasion, her lawyer said she couldn't make it to court because she was just not mentally fit to do so, and that's the same argument.
He's mentally retarded.
Mental fitness that was used, apparently, in this case for this deal.
Right. You know, that's hot.
We talked earlier about if this was going to ruin her or not.
Yeah.
If it, and incidentally, when you spell ruin, I like spelling it R-O-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't ruin things for me.
Ruin.
Ruin our parlance.
She, that's with an E, Robbie.
Oh, sorry.
Like ye old.
Mm-hmm.
Ruin with an E. Mm-hmm. She is going to piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Because she got out early, because she faked the thing with the pills or whatever it was, her anxiety.
Yeah.
And she gets to drink it up at home?
Yeah, oh, that's house arrest. You can do whatever you want, and you just can't leave your house. That's all. You can actually do anything you want. Now, the sad thing about this, I think, is it takes all the attention from Richie Sambora, who also entered rehab today.
Normally when celebrities get the old, you know, the greasy, you know, they get just sent right through the system.
Right.
Don't they do it on the QT?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's what's astonishing. But really, have we learned by now, is there anything in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles criminal justice system that surprises you? I mean, celebrities, it's obvious. They're treated, it is a complete double standard.
I guess part of what you said might be true, because one of the thoughts I did have this morning, I was talking about this with my girlfriend, was she said, can you believe they're letting her out? And I said, well, maybe they just didn't want the hassle.
That's it.
And she said, what do you mean? And I said, look, there's 1,000 goddamn photographers in front of this. In front of this
I think that played a large part in it. I really do. I think that played a large part in it. As Buzz said, they just didn't want the hassle.
That's what I hear. I believe that, too.
Well, screw her and the broom she flew to town on.
Absolutely. But you know what's weird? Is, did you watch any of the press conference this morning?
No.
They seem to relish the attention. Like the spokesman for the L.A. County Jail or prison or whatever they call it. He was friendly with the reporters.
Sure.
He was a slicky boy.
But it's also,
he thanked them.
You know, one of the things she says in her statement, when she said, I hope people will learn a lesson for this. What does this really, if we're talking about sending a message out.
Yeah. Have your daddy and mommy be so rich and be so famous that it's a pain in the ass to have you in jail.
Right. You do nothing for your fame anyway. You've accomplished nothing for your fame. And now you just don't do anything to get out of jail.
I was going to support her at all of her future projects, whatever they were, Mike.
Oh, God.
I will not now.
Good.
Fox News alert, and here is the news. Yeah. Paris Hilton is out of jail. After medical consultation, she has been reassigned to a monitoring program fitted with an ankle bracelet. She will be at home now for the next 40 days. That's according to Steve Whitmore.
Oh, how will she get by?
You know, do you really just think for a second about the number of inmates in facilities that have probably been in the fetal position, cowering, absolutely, legitimately on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and they walk by and they go, deal with it, a-hole.
Right.
I mean, really.
Not Paris.
It's just...
Steve, what's your comment to people who say she played you like a puppet on a string? She came in here, didn't like it, it was hard, and she got out. She claimed...
Once again, I just think that's a different way of saying it, only the language certainly is a little more liquid. And I would just simply say that I understand that. During the consultations that you talked about, though, during the consultations that you talked about, did that come up? Did you say to each other, okay, we've got a chance here for her to serve 23 days. We can come out looking great. Now we're going to come out looking soft.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. It doesn't matter how we look, really. We just hopefully do our job and do it professionally with a sense of humanity and a sense, once again, of reasonable people.
Oh, the humanity.
What a bunch of crap. What about for the regular guy that gets popped?
What about that?
Where's the humanity for the regular guy that gets popped?
She's in jail for 3 weeks. I mean, Jesus.
And that's half price.
Yeah.
That's half price.
And she's going to be, the message this sends, you know what, the criminal justice system is just so whacked out there anyway.
Take
schooled and disciplined in this type of decision, and they make it aware that there may be a public opinion outcry, but does that override the decision?
How about the law?
Oh, my God. How about his doublespeak?
How about his spinelessness?
How about the law? How about if you're just some schmuck that's driving your car? How about if you're one of these many Cincinnati Bengals that's pulled over for DUI all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see these guys getting cut any breaks.
No. No, absolutely
right.
Not.
Right.
I mean, Mel,
the thing is, this
Mel Gibson didn't get cut any breaks.
What's astonishing about this is this was a done deal. They made the big deal about in the dead of night her going into jail, mm-hmm. and then what, 3 days?
Well, they're counting it as five.
Oh, God.
First name Will, last name Power.
Unbelievable.
Hi, Paris.
Take some
Have some tea.
Lucky, lucky Paris.
As I mentioned earlier when we were discussing this, I've flown on a lot of airplanes, like Paris Hilton has.
Yes. Wasn't there a particular airline you flew on where you enjoyed the tea?
I like Continental.
Mm-hmm.
They had great iced tea on that, mm-hmm. on that one. I like United Tea. But the best tea I had was on TWA.
What was your favorite?
TWA tea. Paris liked it, too.
Very good.
Take some comfort in the fact you will always be filthy on the inside.
By my calculations, she was in jail, although she got credit for 5 days, 77 hours.
Yeah.
Which is not a lot.
She's lucky to be alive.
You know what that is, 77 hours? 10 days of doing a radio show for David Byrd. If you work 7 hours a day.
Imagine if Paris had to do that.
Take a town like Los Angeles, where they already believe in global warming and pay something like $1 million a gallon for gasoline, and add to that a drought emergency.
Pretty good.
You have
pretty good.
You have the perfect storm. Downtown L.A. has gotten a record low 4 inches of rain in the last 10 months. That's about 25% of normal for Los Angeles. It hasn't been this dry in the 130 years of record keeping, and it's expected to get worse over the summer. Not only are folks being urged to cut back on watering their lawns, they're being
urged
to take shorter showers and fewer showers.
You know what's dry in Los Angeles?
What's that?
What do you do with an elderly woman?
That's what's dry in Los Angeles.
Kathy Hilton?
Arid dry. They're being told they need to cut water consumption by at least 10%. Stay tuned for our stories about wildfires and plague and pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
But
Paris is out.
Yeah, that's and she'll take the longest shower of all.
Yeah, she will.
In champagne.
With her waterproof ankle bracelet.
And then she'll shower in some guy's number three.
She's going to be universally hated more than she ever has
yep,
been.
More than ever.
You know, everybody was kind of on the fence about her.
Yesterday, I told you, I'm sorry I'm repeating myself. Yesterday, I actually had flip-flops.
I know.
I thought, you know what? That poor little girl, she'll tough it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll like her more when she comes out.
I would have liked her more if she came out if she did the time. It would have been cool. Hey, you did it. How was it? You know? And But no, she wimped out.
DC Madam, Larry Flint, DC Madam. On one hand, you have the founder of Hustler magazine, Larry Flint, again offering $1 million for proof of sex with someone powerful in Washington. On the other hand, you have the DC Madam, who supposedly has this list of powerful men in Washington who hired an escort. You'd think they could... You'd think they could work something out, but no. Jessica Cutler has now filed for bankruptcy, unable to sell her list of supposedly powerful names, and Larry didn't make his offer until 3 days after she'd filed for bankruptcy.
Is that the madam?
Yes, DC madam, right. By the way...
I just thought she didn't have anything that was worth it.
It's ironic to call Larry Flint a hustler. I mean, it's not like he can hustle.
Right. Can't hustle anymore.
Can't do the hustle.
You're in your... You're in your rascal.
I've got my wheelchair because I got shot. I still like to look at my jeans with a pen light, though.
Hey, do you have Tinkle in your magazine?
Yeah.
You know, I love Tinkle erotica.
Sure. We got all sorts of women. They're all fit. Yeah. These are rubber.
He's done this $1 million offer before. And by the way, now TV's Jon Stewart has offered Larry Flint $1 million for pictures of Dick Cheney with a horse.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, Rob.
How are your Flintstones?
Flintstones, Jesus. I got nothing after that. Sit your fat ass down. Go to your corner. Go to your corner. I'll put a pen light on your ulcerative colitis.
Well, you'll sell 1 million copies.
Bob Barker was one of the first faces I got to know watching our black and white silver tone TV as a little kid. Even today, everybody loves Bob, young and old. And here it is, about 50 years later, he's just taped his last, The Price is Right.
Fellow I had known for years. He came into my dressing room, put his arms around me, and
fondled me.
can't talk about it.
Well, of course not.
Sorry.
Then he goes down.
Down,
header.
Down goes Barker.
Happy!
People who got to be in that last audience say it was the chance of a lifetime, quoting one guy, and I think he sums it up great. The quote is, I'd rather win a couch from Bob Barker than $1 million from Howie Mandel.
All right. That's not a bad quote.
Ford no longer stands for fix or repair daily. That's our story when we continue.
I would take the money.
I know you would. A lot of people would.
I seriously would.
Good for you.
I don't have a problem with Howie Mandel.
Neither do I.
I would not take the money from Bob Saget.
No, I would not take the money from a lot of game shows. I would take the money from Peter Tamarkin.
Well, then you'd have to get a shovel, Mike.
Oh, that's right. He's no longer with us.
He pressed his luck.
He got whammied.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like
a life-altering herpetic sore. The Don and Mike Show.
Gay.
Stop
it. He ain't got no money. His clothes are kind of funny. His hair is kind of wild and free. Love grows.
Herpes grows.
Where Buzz Burbank goes. And why he doesn't believe in God, I'll never know.
Now cut that out.
Stop that.
Non-believer news time.
Hi, Buzz.
I loathe to spend more time on this, but some more about Paris Hilton. In fact, I've got a little tape here, I think, from Harvey Levin of TMZ. He says Paris' psychologist talked with jail officials about a problem she was having. And we won't be able to hear that, apparently. Oh, so we're going to have to wait for the thing to open. I will tell you this, though, that he says that if Paris had been sent to the jail psych ward for her mental problem, that he says the problem there is she would be in contact with people who would throw human waste around. So that's kind of cool.
So she's got that going for her.
So do you have audio that's just not, it's buffering up, or what's happening?
Yeah, it's the Windows Media Player is opening for this thing. But anyway, I thought that was a nugget right there about the human waste problem at the L.A. County Jail and why he thought, apparently, jail officials thought that would be too much for her
to
bear.
So she got released because they thought that other prisoners were going to throw poop on her?
Yeah, that's what Harvey Levin says. He says,
but she's a prisoner.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
so that's
I know.
The
I'm
deal.
Not,
and isn't she also in her own room like 23 hours out of the day?
She's in solitary. But, you know, treat her in solitary. I smell a rat.
She should come here. There's almost never human waste thrown.
Never. We don't throw it. We certainly leave a lot of it around, though.
Yes, I know, Mike.
The head.
Hi, Joe.
There he is.
The head of programming at NBC says he will do anything to get Rosie O'Donnell on his network.
Does?
Yes.
Are you, like, talking into this part of your microphone?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm talking to the right end, and I do think it sounds fun. There. Is that there. I had a there button open.
There you go.
There, that's much better.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Ah. Wonderful. Got my voice back.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's right. So the head of programming at NBC says he'll do anything to get Rosie O'Donnell. He wants to give her a primetime game show and her own daytime show that would be sort of similar to The View. Rosie could be back on the air this fall at about the same time Barbara Walters' show locks in Rosie's replacement. And the highest quality car on the road today is Ford. J.D. Power and Associates says Ford even... No, come on, seriously, no laughing. This says Ford even outranks Toyota, and nobody beats Toyota at anything these days. The last time a U.S. automaker was on top was 9 years ago. Even then, Ford tied with Toyota and Honda.
Do they give the make?
Yeah, in fact, I've got them listed here. J.D. Powers awarded honors to the Mustang, the Lincoln Mark LT, the Lincoln MKS, the Mercury Milan, and the Mazda MX-5 Miata. Ford owns a third share of Mazda.
Wow.
Now, if Ford could just get people to buy them, and maybe people will based on this, now that Ford stands for fixing our reputation.
And now... of the spokesman from General Motors.
Here now with the Chevrolet point of view.
The counterpoint.
Just know this.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Of the four cars you just mentioned,
yeah.
Really only one's a Ford.
Which one of the four?
The one that's called Ford, the Ford Mustang.
The Ford Mustang.
The others are Lincolns and Mercurys and whatnot.
Whatnot. But they're all under the Ford umbrella.
Sure, just like we're under the CBS umbrella.
He hates Ford.
I don't know why he's got such a problem with Ford.
It's changed.
Or CBS.
Locked into what he likes.
I love CBS.
As expected, the wheels are coming off that compromised immigration bill that would have legalized millions of illegal immigrants. Hammered out by powerful, noted members of both parties, no one else in either of the parties seems to like it. Not enough, apparently, to keep it from dying on Capitol Hill. The Senate vote was 49-48. But they all look alike to Fox News Channel, and by they, of course, we mean all people who aren't white.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Fox has now apologized twice for confusing bribe-taking Congressman William J. Jefferson with the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, the Honorable John Conyers.
Hello there.
Conyers called him out for it. Both men are black, so you can see how Fox News might have gotten it wrong, while the rest of the world didn't. Fox News blames a young production assistant.
Hello there. Let me talk to you. Who's the fancy lad?
Shepard Smith.
Shep Smith.
Hey, Shep.
Screw you.
Fox News blames a young production assistant who's since been told, keep it subtle, not so obvious. Boris and Natasha are back, Cold War fans.
No, I would like to call it like Randy Jackson did on that Bush Baby tape.
What are you doing? Bush Babies, what are you doing?
Perfect. Where is that tape, Rob?
In the back of the rack.
You look like a Bush Baby.
What are you doing?
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush Baby.
You are such
the Bush Babies. What are you doing?
I love that. I do love that. Boris and Natasha are back, Cold War fans. A former U.S. national...
This is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Oh, for the birds, Boris.
A former U.S. national counterintelligence chief says the number of Russian spies on American soil has returned to Cold War level. Interesting, in light of the recent tough talk by the Russian government about U.S. plans for a missile defense system that uses missiles along
Never
the Russian
Never forget,
border.
Always the enemy.
Pooty poot. Pooty poot.
Pooty poot, enemy.
Now, on our show, Joe is the chief of counterintelligence.
Now, things may be chilly, but they're not cold. According to former FBI counterintelligence chief David Sadie, he says the increase in Boris and Natasha's is a normal thing and does not mean the Cold War is back. He does believe, however, we should keep an eye on the Chinese and Iran.
Yeah, well, I watched 24.
Yeah.
These days you have
to... God damn, you need five eyes to keep an eye on all the people we got to look on. And let's not forget Germany.
Yes, Germany, never forget.
You always got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, they could betray us, too.
Any day now.
These days you have to be extra careful about what you say and how you say it. You have to be careful about the people you're speaking about or to. And in Chelsea, New Hampshire, a woman's been arrested... for staring menacingly at a dog. She was arrested on animal cruelty charges. There was videotape of this crime.
I'd love to see that video.
Staring at a dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jaina Hutchinson was a little drunk when she reported being assaulted by a man and that another man had been assaulted by this guy as well. The tape shows that the cop mocked the woman's appearance and arrested her for animal cruelty when she stared at his police dog.
Oh, God.
The judge has ruled it's free speech, just like giving a cop the finger.
Wow.
Didn't know that was protected speech.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will be surprised to hear they found acetaminophen in pet food. It's the main ingredient in Tylenol and some other over-the-counter painkillers. It also can cause liver damage in animals. The fifth deadly contaminant found in pet food in the last 2.5 months.
But your dog will never have a headache.
That's right.
I'm staring at a dog right now.
Who's that?
Sally Field.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's not aged well.
And that actually reminds me of the Flying Nun. Be like a dog with wings.
There
she is.
She is right there. What happened to her forehead?
My bones are so brittle that I had to take one pill a week. Now I only take one pill a month.
Yeah, hey, mouth ought to have a fish hook in it.
I can't believe Bert left me.
A long time ago. Didn't Bert leave her for Dinah Shore?
Yeah, then he left. No. It was Dinah Shore, then Sally Field, then Lonnie Anderson.
Yep.
And then maybe back for some Dinah Shore. Somewhere in between all of that.
And back for some hot Dinah Shore action.
And then to Jerry Reed.
A little Mary Lou Henner in there somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
she still manages to look hot, though.
That was just like a side banging, though.
A side banging.
Would you like a side order of banging?
Banging.
Just a touch of Henner.
I would like a a side order of ball, please.
Ooh.
Balling.
Finally, for my money, the story of the day. A 21-year-old man in Paw Paw, Michigan, got his wheelchair caught on the front grill of a semi. And then he went on a pretty scary 4-mile ride at about 50 miles an hour.
This is not funny.
In evening rush hour yesterday.
Not funny.
Miraculously, the man was not injured any more than he already was. The truck driver had no idea. He had to be alerted by state troopers who had been alerted by concerned oncoming motorists.
What the hell would you like to be on the highway when that happened?
Wheelchair guy says it was quite a ride. His only complaint? Spilled his soft drink along the way. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, thank you, Buzzito.
That's it. We got to go flying out of here. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, okay? So check out our website if you get a chance, donandmikewebsite.com. Want to say hi to David and also to Earl and Madonna.
Steve, especially.
And Chris Kynard, who has a wicked case of herpes. Anal herpes.
Hello there, Chris.
We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. Tomorrow we'll get to the third inning.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir. And also tomorrow, more about dirty women and VD.
Yeah. Dirty and disease.
Ed,
do you want some Blue Bunny ice cream?
Ooh, yeah. Moose tracks.
This is the Don and Mike Show.